start recording.
Hey, I'm recording, Mac. Quit yelling at me.
You just clicked it.
That doesn't matter.
You just clicked it.
That doesn't matter.
What does it even do?
Now I stopped it.
That just records it to your computer, doesn't it?
Yes. That's all it does.
Yeah.
Good.
You just yelled at me.
Yeah. Well, you forgot a button.
No one would have known that I literally ran here from the bathroom. Until you yelled.
Well, no one knew that until said it.
They knew I was cutting it close.
No.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's going on?
It's the Seth and Colby Show.
It is.
It's a show about Seth and Colby and the things we talk about and the lives that we live.
Mm-hmm.
Except we don't really talk about the lives we live anymore. It's just like topics.
Yeah.
And this week, there are no topics. That's why I drew out no so long so it would fill time.
No.
Hey, Bad Juju, what's up, man? How are you doing? How are you? Hope you're doing good.
Yeah.
Talk to us. There's no topic.
Now, we got Ninja Batman that people have been talking about. Have you heard anything about Ninja Batman?
What?
That's all I've been hearing about is Ninja Batman, dude.
Something about it.
Hey, Aussie, how you doing, dude?
Yeah, it's like an anime some sort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anything about it. All I know is that it's Ninja Batman, and it's all the rage, and we're going to watch a trailer today because it's Ninja Batman, and how could we not watch that?
I got a Star Wars topic.
Oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. I was worried we were going to make it a week without Star Wars.
It's going to go by real quick, though.
That never happens.
It's going to go by real quick.
There's nothing on this planet that we talk about in this show that goes by real quick.
This will be one of those times.
I doubt it.
It will.
How confident are you?
I'm pretty confident.
Pretty confident?
Pretty confident. Yeah.
Well, I got a haircut. Cole, did you get a haircut?
I didn't.
There we go, man.
Wow.
Roles are reversed.
Yep.
Rolls up reversed.
Do you like it?
Porg hype in chat.
You're not satisfied with it? You got to get like two more?
It's literally the same as always.
You're better than me, man.
Yep.
Better than me.
Got it short. It's not in my face. Perfect.
Done.
Yep. It's the same haircut as before, but it's not as long. That's what I tell my lady. Actually, I don't tell her anything because I've been getting my haircut there for 5 years. And I don't change. She's like, you want to try something else? And I just go. And then she cuts it the same.
You got to get like this fade look, man.
Dude, no.
Cut this off and then just leave the top.
It would look like someone beat my head with a bag of nickels, dude. I don't want that.
You'd pull it off so well.
I would not. You're just trying to get me to look horrible.
Yeah.
That's all you're trying to do.
No, I'm trying to get you to look beautiful. That's what I'm
trying
to do. That's what I want.
What you want is for the VOD chat to comment. See, here's what the VOD chat
does. Hipster potato, man.
They comment on my fattiness, and they comment on Colby's boy-like hair.
Yep.
Those are the only things. So what he's trying to do right now, in a not-so-subtle way, is deflect the boy-like hair also to me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, fatty with a bad haircut and Ryan Reynolds, or whoever Colby thinks he's going to be called when he's in chat. And that's not going to happen. They'll just make fun of you for something else. They'll be like, oh, Henley boy. That's what they'll do next.
Henley boy.
Because these people in VOD chat just don't care about.
No,
they don't
trolling.
Anything. Oh, yeah, they sure. Just troll. They'll find something. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, oh, nice blue shirt. Did you put that on so you look like a blueberry? And that's the problem I have with most internet trolls, is that none of them are creative enough. Like, me trolling on my worst day is 10 times better than the best trolls.
They need to figure out how to cut you deep.
They can't.
Because
there has to be something there to cut.
Yeah, it's not there. But there's something.
There's nothing.
There's got to be something.
Dude, you would know it.
I don't know.
You would know. There's nothing. You've known me for 10 years. There is nothing that I, first of all, won't lampoon myself for. So that's the biggest problem. Mm-hmm. I get there before you can.
You're not funny.
That's fine. How many times literally in my life have you heard me say I'm not funny?
Not a lot. You say I'm funny all the time.
I say you're funny.
No, you. You say that yourself is funny all the time.
I say that old me is funny all the time.
No.
You're just lying
constantly
to the audience.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Bad Juju is good but exhausted. Where he lives right now, it is midnight.
Shots fired.
So maybe he should go to sleep if you're tired, Bad Juju. Shots fired. Yeah, dude, he cut me.
I got you deep.
I never claimed to be funny. I claimed to be entertaining. But entertainment can take
not entertaining.
Take off. That's not true. Marcus just used a Porg hype chat that I made, so I know I'm entertaining.
Oh, yeah, that you made, huh? You made! You cut me so deep!
I know how I could get Colby real good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
I'm very...
You're kind of like me.
I'm... what's the word?
Gullible? Easily trolled?
Easily trolled.
Yeah, you're easily trolled. Yeah. But it's not because it bothers you. It's not really because it bothers you. There's like some other reason that you're easily trolled.
Well, I just like being rage-filled, I think.
That might be it. You might be looking for a reason to lash out.
You gave me a reason?
Let me finish my English studies and you will see.
Yeah, but Bad Juju's learning English, even though he speaks English better than Matthew Riddle. So
yeah, that's
it's not
true.
Really a reason. Bad Juju doesn't know who that is, but...
It's a man who is...
He's from here.
In America.
He's older than me.
English his entire life, and still...
Is a father, has a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't write, can barely read.
Can't type, can't...
I found... He used... Okay, so he was a producer.
Things.
He was a producer at our old studio.
Mm-hmm.
He had a notebook.
Yeah.
That he used to keep, like, show times in and notes in case he needed to edit or something. He wrote in the front of it, Mathew's notebook, because he didn't know how to spell his own name. He spelled it M-A-T-H-E-W. Mathew.
Mathew.
Instead of Matthew, which, of course, has two T's.
Oh, my God.
Mathew's notebook. And I go, Matthew, did you spell your name wrong in your own notebook? And he goes, I was writing it fast, man. It's my notebook. I could do whatever I want. And
do
I'm
whatever
like,
I want.
It's your name, man. You should probably spell your name
You've been
correctly.
Spelling your name since kindergarten. Like,
I don't know if he has.
On.
Because that was 2 years ago, so he would have been 28, 29, and he hadn't been spelling it right yet. So am I hogging all of the fan?
Yes.
There you go.
You big old hog.
Hey, hog's a compliment on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I just randomly tweeted out a hog map the other day just because it had the word hog
in
it.
I saw that.
And yeah, it's pretty good. Should we tweet, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Speaking of hog maps, there it is. There's the hog map right there. All right, what should we tweet? I like these stream of consciousness Colby tweets. What should we say? I'm going to add live up here. Episode number 42. Not dollar. Episode cost $42. Okay, episode 42.
So many topics.
So many topics.
We'll never have time to get to them all.
We'll never have time to get to them all.
So good.
So good. Like, okay.
Yeah, you can type 425p.
What just happened? Episode 42, period, space, space. So many topics. We'll never have time. I've got too many mice. That's part of the problem.
Yep, you're good at the typing there.
Get to them all. So... Now, you said so good.
So
like,
good.
Is that like, the show is so good, or is it like, so good, we won't have enough time?
Either. You can go with so good, just describing
Well,
the
one
show.
Has a comma and one doesn't.
One, go without the comma.
Okay, so it's so good, exclamation point. All right, now we need a GIF. Let's get one. Don't do a vegetable. You always do a vegetable. I know you're thinking like banana or something. Don't do a fruit either.
That's
Let's try to get out of food.
Hog.
No, hog's too easy. Be creative, man. Use that big brain.
Pineapple.
That's a fruit. Not a food-based GIF. Please. IGN always has topics. That's true.
I broke. My brain's broken.
How about broken brain?
Sure.
We'll do that one. See what pops up. Okay, here's Squidward removing his brain. Here's someone slicing brain. Oh, that's
slicing
his actual
their
head.
Own brain.
That's his actual head. Here's.
Yeah, these are good ones.
We're going to do this one right here because it's a. Your brain on Google. That's so bad, it's perfect for our channel. I didn't include a link. LUL. Here.
You're good at this, man. This is good.
This comes from a man who couldn't think of
good
one word that
content.
Wasn't fruit-related.
Dude,
okay?
I couldn't. Everything I go to is fruit in my head. It's just constantly fruit.
Fruit?
Fruit.
I meant you could check their website for stock. No, I know what you meant. I know what you meant. We have three topics.
Yeah.
If we get desperate, we'll go trolling the internet for things.
Sounds good.
We never really get desperate, though.
It hasn't happened yet.
No. I keep thinking this, like, how are we going to make a two-hour show out of three topics?
Maybe one time.
And if we got four topics, because Colby's Star Wars thing, he says is short, will last an hour.
No, it won't.
I can't wait.
Yep.
There's like the two topics we have, though, I'm really excited to talk about. The Star Wars that Colby doesn't want to talk about, and Batman Ninja, which is great.
Yeah.
Also an awesome band name, Batman Ninja.
Batman Ninja.
Yeah. So should we start the show and then...
Yeah, let's start it.
Maybe we'll... Where's my mouse? Maybe we'll talk about the Batman Ninja and all the stuff.
Yeah, that stuff.
All right, we'll start a show. BRB.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and... and weird science.
I don't like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. We're back. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show, episode number 42. We are live right now at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, as we are twice a week, once on Sunday at 2 p.m., this show that you're watching right now, and another time Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time, the show that you will be watching in 4 days. That's how it works. Twice a week, live, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you can't watch the show live, video on demand, or youtube.com/Seth and Colby. If you don't watch video on demand because you like, you're blind, and you have ears only, mm-hmm. Like the audio versions are on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and there's an RSS feed, so you can use whatever you want if you're some weird hipster with podcasts. And those links are at SethandColby.com. Three things you can do to help the show. I held up three fingers twice, which means six.
Double it up.
I'm going to handle the first three. You handle the last, all right?
All right.
The first three. Follow the channel on Twitch, twitch.tv/SethandColby. Subscribe to the channel on Twitch. It supports us monetarily. It's $4.99 a month. Twitch.tv/EtherColby, and type Foghorn into chat. Donate money. Loud Foghorn goes off. Giant message erupts, interrupts the show, scares me, makes me poo. Just a tiny bit, though. We read your message and your name, interrupting whatever we do. It's a great way to troll the show. And the last three things you need to remember are these.
Follow us on Twitch.
No, we already did that one.
That was my first one.
Okay, you got two
left. Subscribe on YouTube.
Okay, you got one left.
And the comment on our intro.
Like they already commented
like
on
fellows
the
have done.
You just looked at
Thank
chat, who gave us great compliments.
You didn't
Thank
give
you
me any qualifications as to what I can and cannot say.
That's true, but I thought that maybe they would be unique.
Poop in our face.
Poop in our face. Yeah, perfect. It's a beautiful one, man. It's beautiful.
Give us love. Be our friend.
I was hoping you would be like more specific and outlandish. Like,
send us lightsabers.
Yeah, like something like that would have been great. Or build a trebuchet that could fire bagels directly into my mouth, you know?
That one. Why do you give me the creative things?
Because I like to see you struggle.
Well, yeah, that's what you got.
I know, I like it.
Well, then don't complain when you get exactly what you want.
Oh, have to complain about it is half the fun.
No, it
like
is
you,
not.
I get to watch you struggle and then mock you for it. Those are like the two best things.
I'm going to end you. You will be ended.
How you do it, man? You want to talk about your Star Wars right up front? Because I'm dying to know why it isn't going to take a while. And I feel like we got to put it at the front because it's going to take an hour to talk about it.
My mother sent me a message this morning. She was like, did you see that there's going to be a new colored lightsaber in the new movie?
All right.
I'm like, no, I didn't see anything about that.
What color could it be? Because I got blue, green, red, purple.
You interrupted me.
They got like.
I wasn't fucking done.
Well, just okay. Sorry. See, you're mad now because what's happened is I'm making it longer by commenting on it. But I'm also trying to like.
So she saw it in the paper.
Okay.
And then sent me a link to the virtual paper.
Okay.
Then.
Did you have to pay to read it?
No, I just had to scroll through every single page until I got to where it was, which was ridiculous.
Okay.
And then there was a little tiny thing, and it said, Rian Johnson drops a hint that we may see a new hue in the new movie. So there you go.
So they didn't tell you what the color was? My guess is yellow. That's a great guess.
Yeah.
That's one we don't have.
I thought about it. And
I feel like don't they have yellow in games? I think they have yellow in video games.
The only one that they could be is yellow or orange. Other than that,
orange would
they
be
can't
cool
have
one
a
too.
Pink lightsaber.
Pink would be too close to purple, right?
Yeah. And then, like, they've done every other one.
Yeah, because you got Roy G. Biv, so red's done, orange not done, yellow not done.
Right.
Green's done, blue's done, indigo's done, violet's, those are the same color.
Thing, but
Yeah.
See a black one.
Black would be sweet. How would you do black, though? Because black can't emit light.
It's the absence of light.
Exactly. It'd be like
so
a,
it'd be like a like
a
void.
It'd be a dark saber,
black.
Dude.
Right. Well, that's a thing, you know.
A dark saber's a thing?
Yeah. One, it's in the Clone Wars, the animated series.
What's it do?
It's just a black lightsaber.
That's so dumb.
Except it looks more like a samurai sword. It's got like a angled tip rather than a curvy one.
That's so dumb.
It was pretty dumb, I'll admit. But it was black.
They really call it a dark saber?
I think that's the exact word for it.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's not okay. That's really like grasping for it. Like something that I just make up as a joke on our podcast should not be something thing. That was literally written into a show
George,
people are paid to write.
You know, really stretched too far with some things in his creative.
Did you know, last night, all right, black would be cool, man. I'm done with black. White would be sweet. I think white would be cool.
It would just be and it's a grayscale Star Wars.
What color lightsaber would you want? Did I say that sentence correctly? Because I feel like I just ate my tongue.
What lightsaber would you want?
You're going to say red. I know it. He's going to say red.
I was going to go green, probably.
No, you weren't. You're going to say red.
No. I was not. I'm no Sith.
All right. I'd do purple.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Sam L.
Yeah. That's a man that has confidence.
That's a man.
If you got a purple lightsaber, dude.
It's like, oh, fuck you up.
Like, Darth Maul comes out, he's got the double-barreled lightsaber. That's
I got two dicks now.
Yeah, that's the Sith equivalent of truck nuts, is what that is.
Yep.
And then, like, then Mace Windu is like, I got purple.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to mess you up, dude. Mm-hmm. And then he gets electrocuted and thrown out the window.
You know, I've been thinking about getting a truck.
This show, chat, listen to me. This show will end if Colby gets a pickup truck. All right? I just want you guys to know that.
I'm thinking about, like, changing up careers, man.
What's it have to do with getting a pickup?
I would like to get
change it to a cowboy or rancher?
Woodworking, and I can't really stuff big old things of wood in my goddamn sedan.
Okay.
Rainbow.
Do not start buying equipment for woodworking until you've actually began woodworking.
I know.
The things
you
that you can
begin
yes,
woodworking.
Okay, first of all, here.
Without equipment.
I volunteer my car to haul anything you need.
Anytime
you need.
Whenever I need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, let me see. Let me check my schedule. Yep, always
you
free.
You stream all
you're
day,
at, you're
every
at work
day.
When I stream.
So?
So you're not going to quit work to go get a desk.
Mm-hmm.
You won't.
Mm-hmm.
You won't.
Mm-hmm.
You won't.
Yeah.
So I know I don't have to worry about it during work hours. So yeah, at 8 o'clock when I'm in my boxers watching YouTube videos, I will happily help you haul a desk to your house, which is 3 feet from here.
I'm getting a truck.
Don't do it, man. Don't get a truck. What kind of truck? If it's a Chevy, I swear our friendship is
I have no idea.
It better not be a Chevy.
Probably
or a Dodge.
Ford.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Yeah.
If you get a Chevy or a Dodge, it's over.
Why?
Those are the douche trucks.
Those are the douche
Unless
trucks.
Unless it's an old Dodge, and then you're just cheap, and I'll allow it. But if you get a Chevy, and if it is lifted 1 millimeter...
Oh, it's going to be lifted.
No. Didn't Pinella have a lifted Chevy truck?
Yeah.
There you go. There's a stereotype. You're Pinella. Is that what you want?
Sure.
You want that?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. You do that.
I do.
You do that, man.
With a gun rack. Exactly. I'm getting an AR-15. Gonna blow people away. That's bad for this climate, but...
No, not really. I think that's pretty par for the course.
That's pretty par for the course.
Yeah.
No.
Get a shotgun back there. You gotta get one of those shotguns that, like, hook into your mattress.
Go ahead.
You know?
Hook into my mattress?
Yeah, have you never seen those? It's a gun rack that fits in between your box spring and your mattress, and
mm-hmm.
you lay a shotgun in it. In case there's a home invader, you can just reach down, grab a shotgun, blow
but
them away.
You're laying on the mattress.
Yeah.
So you'd have to lift the mattress.
No. It's like, you got to look at it like a U and then bars.
Oh, okay.
And the bars go into the mattress and the U hangs out.
No, I've seen this one thing. It's a headboard.
Okay.
That it's got like a giveaway, like.
But see, that's too complicated,
man. And the shotgun just falls down. No, you just push the headboard back.
That would
break. The shotgun falls into your hands and then you're up and ready to go.
That would break in the middle of the night and land on your face, killing your spouse. That's a 90% chance that's going to happen.
Yeah, that may be.
See, the U one, the worst is going to happen is like you get up to go pee in the middle of the night and you trip over your own shotgun and it like falls and kills you then.
Yep. That's a great way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just imagine a robber walking in here. I was like, first of all, you're asleep, dead asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, he makes it into your bedroom without you waking up.
Okay.
All right, so he's already a great robber.
Yeah.
Like, he could just take all your things
mm-hmm.
and quietly leave.
Yeah.
But instead, he's like, I'm going to go mess with the dude in his bedroom. And so he goes in there, and then he sees you do this. You think that's going to happen, and he's not going to just shoot you?
One, he may not have a gun.
Okay, then why are you shooting him?
Two... Because he is invading my, private...
Uh-huh. Just shoot
property.
A man because he came in your house?
Fuck yeah.
What if he's drunk and he's not, and he accidentally came into the wrong apartment?
It's a bad choice. Bad decision.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. Yeah.
So truck and guns. I don't know.
You gonna get cowboy hat too?
Mm.
Dude, I hope so.
And not a cowboy hat, no.
No, why not?
No.
You probably look good in a cowboy hat.
I mean, I'm not gonna deny that, but
I'm not gonna deny any compliment that you may give me.
There is a picture of me somewhere with a cowboy hat on.
I bet you look good, dude. Big Stetson.
Like in David went to Cancun.
Okay.
A while back. And yeah, he brought back a cowboy
Why don't
hat.
You get a nice SUV like me?
Because I don't want no SUV.
Why?
Because I want a truck. I want to be the douche with a truck.
I mean, okay. Well, I mean, as long as you're honest about it.
I don't know where it's going to be. I'm trying to find a picture, but which is really good for, you know, talk radio.
Oh, you're trying to find a picture of a guy
of
that they... and you in a cowboy hat.
With a cowboy hat.
Okay.
Just to prove that, yes, you are correct.
I mean, I don't need proof, but I feel like you need me to be proven.
I do, and now I want to show it off. You caught me.
Go into your Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just dust off the cobwebs off that page right there.
Oh, yeah.
Surprised you even have the app on your phone.
Share photo. What the hell is that?
They're trying to get you to share more things with Facebook, man. Don't fall into their web of lies.
No. It's not here. Damn it. I don't know where it is.
There's your iHeart boobies bracelet. That was classy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to find it.
It's too bad, man.
I'm not going to find it.
It's too bad.
Nope. It would have been right around this time, and I don't see it.
Oh. Well, how would you define that time in your life, just out of curiosity? Because you said this time as in, like, this is a segment of my life. Like, if you were writing a book, what would that chapter be called?
It would be called The Douche Times.
Okay, so what would the chapter with the truck be called?
It would be The Bigger Douche Times. It's just
Colby has a model mood. Now, yeah, that's like 90%. He thinks he's a model.
Oh yeah,
which is fine. I mean, he's got a good body.
God damn
you know.
It, David.
Now he's looking through the friends he was with's Facebook to try to find a picture
There's
of him in a
too
hat.
Too many new photos.
What a jerk! How dare he share his life with friends and family? Yeah, how dare he
his
have friends?
His wife. How dare?
How dare he find
how dare
love?
He do that?
It's all right, man. They'll get divorced someday.
God Almighty, he posts so much.
I just see, like, a lot of footwear and a lot of food.
There you go.
Is that you?
No.
It's just a random picture of a man and a baby with a hat.
It's a very random person with a hat on.
You just showed chat some dude we don't know.
Yep. He's now on our show. We're going to get sued for that.
I doubt it. Why? Why would he care?
How dare you show my face? You doxed me, man.
It's on the internet. That's public. True. That's a thing that happens.
That's true.
It's not like I broke into his house and stole his private photo.
Colby has a model mood?
Yeah. Like, you're in the mood to be a model.
How?
Because you wanted to show off how good you look in a cowboy hat. What part of that did you not understand?
That part.
Okay. I gotcha. Gotcha, man. So, are you really getting a truck, man?
Like, it's a good 99% chance that I won't.
Okay, thank God.
There's a 1%
chance. That 1% chance really scares me, though, because I know Colby and his 1% chance is, like, 95%.
Mm.
Like, here's how statistics works, all right? Chat, write this down. 99% he will not get a truck.
Mm-hmm.
1% he will, but there's a 99% chance that he'll act on the 1% impulse one day.
You got that?
Yeah.
That's me to a T, man.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't have money for a truck, though.
Mm-mm.
So.
Trucks are expensive.
Yeah, that's
especially nice. Like,
downfall.
In reality, like, see, the thing is that, like, people with trucks, I don't really mind. Like, I see, like, a 40, 50-year-old man driving a truck. It's because they got an adult truck, okay? Mm-hmm. They don't have a truck from 1993 that has tires that are supposed to go on, you know, tanks in World War II.
Yeah.
That have the cigarette lighters missing from because it got lost 20 years ago. You know, there's not
that cloth, specification. Yeah.
Cloth mm-hmm. seats, dirt all in the cup holders.
Right.
You know, these people have respectable trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically cars.
Yeah.
Like, they're huge, and then they also got a truck bed. So if you get one of those, that's fine. That's an
those
adult.
Are also
that's
very
an adult
truck.
That's because they're adults and they have money.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't have that money.
I feel like you should commit to getting more money before buying a truck or commit to being a douche. You can't ride the line. Like, you should either, like...
Wait to hold off on the douchiness until it's not douchey because I'm old enough to afford a good one.
Yeah, or just go douche.
Just full go douche.
Yeah, because that's what unofficial Tony P did. He went full douche. Mm-hmm. He got that truck. He went mudding in it.
Yeah. I think he was wearing cowboy boots for a little bit.
Yeah, he committed. You got to do that. And if you don't commit, we're going to make fun of you.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you commit, that's your actual personality. You won't make fun of it, you know.
Just get the cowboy hat.
Just get the cowboy hat.
Just dress like the douche and you got it. I mean, what do I do in these boots and hat?
That's
nothing.
How America works. You
I am
dress
outside
the part.
Like 5% of my entire life, uh-huh. So really don't need to block my face from the sun.
What if you could put a sun lamp in your apartment?
And then bake in it.
Yeah, take selfies, like, be a hot day out on the ranch, put, like, a fake cactus behind you. Like, you could Photoshop it and make it look legit.
Yep.
And really, you're just sitting on your couch. You could be pooping with a cowboy hat on it. Be like, have a shirtless pic taken and be like, oh, so hot out here.
Yeah, I'm so hot.
People don't know you're pooping. They think you're, like, roping horses and stuff and taking them out to the ranch.
Perfect.
I would love to own a ranch.
I'm going
to
do that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fantastic.
It's my new dream.
Just wake up every morning, brush my teeth with a bottle of... I started quoting Kesha.
Yeah, that's
in because in my head, I go feeling like P. Diddy. And I was like, oh... Then I just continued it out loud.
Oh, I was like, that is from something. Yeah. I was like, well, that is from... And then Kesha.
Yeah, it's Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But, like, I would love to own, like, a farm or a ranch.
I would rather be the douche who owns a big old truck, cowboy hat, and a ranch than a dude who knows Kesha lyrics right off the top of his head.
Okay, first of all, I know a lot about everything, so I can't be judged on one thing, okay? Because if you, like I said, if you had more things in your life that were douchey, I wouldn't judge your truck. I'd just judge your entire life. Mm. If you want to judge my entire life, that's fair game. Can't pick one thing, though, because my entire life is idiotic, all right? And I deserve to be respected for how idiotic it is at all times, all right?
Gotcha.
I've committed, okay?
Gotcha. Respected or made fun of?
Respectfully mocked.
Gotcha.
Or mocked respectfully.
Yeah.
Said respectfully.
That's a thing.
It's just, I'm not drunk today. I'm just stupid.
I am.
Okay, so here's the thing, okay? If you get a truck for woodworking, you gotta woodwork first.
Yes.
Okay, that's a fact.
Dude, that's so much money.
For woodworking or the truck?
Both.
Well,
combined,
don't you think that you should start woodworking?
A lot of money.
Is the point to become, sell your woodworking?
What? Yes.
Okay.
Probably, right?
I mean, I'm asking.
I don't know how woodworkers make money.
By selling their woodworks.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Probably that then.
Okay. So, if you're selling your woodworks, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Then you should have enough money to buy a truck. I'll give you an example. I need a new graphics card for my computer so I can stream PC games.
Yes.
But instead of just going out and buying one, I'm waiting until my stream is large enough that I can buy one with the revenue I make from the stream.
Yeah, but see, but you can stream right now.
Yes.
I can't woodwork right now.
Yes, you can.
Without a truck.
You can.
To haul some wood.
Because I just offered my car to you.
Yeah, it will not fit.
I can fit a queen-size mattress in my car.
It will not fit.
So if you build anything for your first project that's larger than a queen-size mattress...
It's going to be a house.
I'm going to give you some more advice... Don't and try to build something like maybe start with a birdhouse or something, man.
Yeah, that's probably smart.
Like, I feel like even my car is maybe a step above what your skill level should be to start with the woodworking. Also, I feel like we talked about the woodworking 6 months ago and nothing happened. Why is woodworking back?
Dude, because it's a dream.
Then follow your dream, man.
I can't.
Why not?
I don't have a truck. I'm not going to haul wood in my goddamn leather-seated car.
Oh, no, my Mercedes.
It might rip the leather.
You're right, man. I'm sorry.
I need something that can take a beating. Like a truck bed. Not your carpeted ass fucking
SUV. You can do whatever you want to my car.
It'll poop in there.
It's fine. I don't care.
Fine. It will reek and smell. And...
I mean, I'll clean it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not just going to be like, there's Colby's turd.
I'm your
I'm going to put a dome around it and put a plaque outside so everyone knows that it's there.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. All right. How do we even get on this topic?
I brought up I wanted a truck.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
No truck for you.
No truck
But you
for
should
me.
Start woodworking.
I know.
You should. I think that honestly, the bigger problem is not your truck. It's where are you going to woodwork? Because you live in a one-bedroom apartment.
It's also a problem.
Yeah. When's your lease up there? Soon, isn't it?
March.
That's not that soon.
No. That gives me enough time to probably study up on some woodworking.
It's true. Learn what you need to get, at least, you know, some tools. Yeah. You don't need
I got
tools.
A list of tools that are, like, starter. This could get a project done, but there's
better tools. What type of project? Like, what do you mean when you say project? Because I know nothing about woodworking.
I don't know.
Like, what is a woodworking starter project, even? Like, a coffee table? Yeah. Or is it literally like a birdhouse? Because I feel like birdhouse is like crafts.
Yeah, that's a step below child woodworking.
Right.
Yeah,
like you got to start with like a coffee table or.
I would say something that's not going to take like weight to it.
Okay,
and that you know if it falls apart, it's not the end of the world.
I think my dad is a wood. Well, he was. He doesn't really do stuff now. He's well, like he moved up in materials. Like,
that's
he moved
also
from wood to metal.
I want to look into that as well. Because,
what welding?
Yeah,
dude, you can go out to my dad's and he would let you just. He built. I mean, you did the video for that lawnmower he invented.
Mm-hmm.
He invented a lawnmower thing.
There was a lot of parts in that.
You know what I do? I hit start streaming.
How's he with like electrician like kind
he
of
could,
stuff?
He built our houses. Like our house in Newton, and then our house in Valley Center. He was the contractor for those houses.
That's where I want to be.
When he was like 13, his dad owned a carpet laying business, and he was laying carpet. And while he was doing that, he learned from all the people he worked with how to plumbing, electrics, electricity, man stuff. Okay,
man
he knows
stuff.
How to do all of it.
Yeah.
And like when he was in high school, he built things out of wood for fun. And then he built the dresser I have in our bedroom.
Yeah.
He built that. Like, that thing's as old as me.
That's ridiculous.
My parents have a coffee table he built.
See?
Yeah.
That's where I want to be, man.
Does he
have a truck?
Yes.
He
also has two SUVs.
Point proven.
But he doesn't use that for wood hauling.
Oh, does he not?
No.
What does he use it for?
He uses it to pull his RV, his boat, his camper, and his... Or is that the same thing? And his cattle trailer.
Ah.
Yeah.
See, I need to pull stuff.
I can pull stuff in my car.
Yeah, you could.
I have a hitch on the back. Anytime, man.
Could.
Anything you want to do in a truck, you can do in my car. Unless it's really tall, because my car does have a ceiling. So you couldn't, like, haul a statue of an eagle or something. That would be a problem.
Yeah.
But length, we could do. Would easily.
I don't know why truck is better to me than SUV.
I don't know either. And my SUV literally has the same amount of room as a pickup truck,
yeah.
Except for the height. The height is an issue. Because like if you did want to like haul a statue or something, you know, you would have a problem. But pretty much anything you could just lay in there.
Yeah. Bad Juju needs to teach me some stuff, man.
Oh yeah, he built he has a little it's not even little. It's like a hydroponic garden. He showed me pictures. It is legit.
That's awesome as shit.
It's legit, dude.
I want that.
He's growing like pumpkins and like he sent me a whole list and it happened more than a day ago, so I forgot everything. But it's like a whole bunch of vegetables,
the thing
dude.
You need for
it's
that
amazing.
Is land.
No. He's doing
land.
It inside.
Inside.
He's doing it was inside, dude.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude. The only thing holding you back is yourself.
I'm not going to be cutting wood in my carpeted apartment. Neighbors are going to complain.
Lay down a tarp, man. Is your table saws going on upstairs? I mean, honestly, as an apartment liver, I would just assume they were working downstairs.
Yeah.
On the, like, someone moved out and they would, you know, they're just working on it.
Just constantly.
Yeah, just lay down a tarp, dude. They make those tarps for 6 cents at Lowe's. You ever gone to just Lowe's and just looked around?
Yeah.
It's great.
It is?
It's really actually sad because I go and I'm like, God, there are people, like my dad.
That just get stuff here and make stuff
out
of it. Yeah,
he like I have trouble building light bulbs or like getting light bulbs. Like, what's a watt? Like, I don't know, you know? And he's like, not only will I buy this light bulb, I will build the thing the light bulb goes into and wire it into my house and it's on a timer. And I'll do all of this without YouTubing it.
Yeah.
Because he just knows. Because
he just knows. See, but did his dad teach him stuff?
I honestly don't.
I would assume yes.
I would assume yes. Yeah. But he's also very self-taught. Like, he moved away from his father when he was 18. So everything post-18, he learned on his own. And those houses that he built, I'm sure was
he's
a learning
got, like,
experience.
Mentors.
But, like,
though,
I was, how old was I when he built our house in Newton. I was probably 13 or 14.
Yeah.
Which would make him my age. He was probably right around 30. And he built our house. And it was a basement, main floor, second story.
He had men helping him do that.
Well, he hired men to help him. But yeah, he was there every day overseeing and assisting.
Right.
Except for the carpeting, which he and his father did all themselves. And the sheetrock. He also did all the sheetrocking himself. Because the stuff he could do by himself, like, he didn't want to do electrics because it was, like, he didn't want to have the burden of maybe doing something wrong and burning down the house.
Yes.
So he got someone to come in and do the electrics, but he assisted.
Right.
But, like, carpeting and sheetrock, like, anything he could do that didn't result in maybe a fire hazard, he did himself. It may have taken longer, but it was cheaper. He's also cheap. He's cheap. He's a cheap, cheap man, all right?
Cheap man.
And, like, good on him. He's going to retire a multimillionaire, and then he'll die and give me all that money.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I have three siblings, so.
Yeah. It's getting split up.
Yep. But not if I kill them first. I won't. I'm going to die.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, murder your whole family. That's
well,
good
I'm
plan.
8 years older than my next oldest sibling.
That's
so,
a good plan.
Yeah, it's gonna. I'm boned. Yeah, but yeah, man, he did all that stuff, and he's got this huge shed, which, by the way, he built himself out on the property. It's massive, dude. It's massive. Have you seen it? Have you been out to my parents' house? I think the last time you were out there was when I was getting married. So that was almost what. 9 years ago. Yeah. That was the last time you were out at the house.
I think so.
So since then, he's built this massive shed. I bet it's on Google Maps. I bet it is.
Yep, this is me looking for my goddamn hat picture.
At least I'm doing it on a computer where people could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I showed some random guy with a hat on. They saw that.
Here, I don't want to show like where exactly they live because I don't want them to get raped. What road is this right here?
That's a road, Nantucket.
Okay, here we go. Now I know where we are.
Yeah, Nantucket.
Is this right?
Yeah, that's right. Because I know.
I'm very confused.
Yep, you're lost on Google Maps. How could that ever happen without typing?
Because this should be. Anything. Oh! I'm like. I was in the 100s. I need to be in the 200s. That's why I was so confused. Okay. Now we got this, dude. Now we got. Can we have the topic list, please? Yeah, sure. All right. Did you like it? There it was. Why doesn't it tell me the name of these streets, dude?
There it is. It is right there in the middle. Right there in the middle.
I see him. I'm looking. Okay, here we go. I think this is it. No, that ain't it.
Yep, you're fine.
One more mile. Here we go, dude. I found it. This is it. I just got to find which one's their house. Right here. This is their house right here, dude. Look at this. Get out of here. Look, this is their house, okay? This is my dad's shed that he built with his bare hands. See that thing? That's huge.
That is huge.
That's huge, dude. This right here is the chicken coop that he built with his bare hands. Okay, and this whole area right here, this is fenced in. This is where he keeps his cows. Okay, and he's got like this whole sophisticated feeding thing back here for him. And then here's his garden right here. Is a fire pit. You know, here's a propane tank. That's what all this is. This is like the CIA's view of the house. But like all of this, like everything, like basically circle the house and the driveway. Everything else he built. Okay, I guess he didn't do the lagoon, but everything else he did.
The lagoon,
man. That's where all the poop goes. Believe me, that gets a lot of use.
See, that's where I want to get to eventually.
Yeah, but you have to start somewhere.
I know.
My dad's not old. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's 47.
Yeah. I need to do some catch-up.
Yeah.
Gotta start sometime, though, man.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But
you need a truck.
I do.
And then you can get to it.
Yep.
All right. I'm 10,000 miles away. I have to cut OSHA to get to your parents' house. Bad Juju, you might do it, dude. We don't know. All right? Maybe you want to see my parents' cows.
Maybe you got drones that can shoot some
missiles.
Yeah,
you got 10,000-mile drones?
Yep.
All right, let's look at Batman Ninja. Okay, like I said, I've never seen this. All I've heard is stuff about it. This is the greatest opening thumbnail I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check out Ninja Batman. It's in Japanese. I wish I could understand it.
I got that part.
Dude, it looks awesome.
Dude, it's Batman. Japanese.
I like how he's just dressed as Batman. Meditating. Dude, look at that thing!
Did they get the rights to this?
I guess so!
I feel like this is the Killing Joke, just with a Japanese anime twist to it.
Did you see that four-barreled shotgun?
Dude, he is Super Samurai. Ninja. I don't know about you, but that Joker looks even more evil than any Joker I've ever seen.
Yeah, the characters in that looked way better than any other Joker I've ever seen, dude.
Yeah.
That was awesome
looking.
Blowing
shit up.
Oh, is this one with subtitles? Oh, this is a different one.
I mean, you could possibly turn on the subtitles. Maybe. Maybe not.
A new.
I thought I had nothing. なにもないと思っていた.
Did Mark Hamill learn Japanese for this?
Dude, that'd be great.
From the top creators of Japan.
Dude, the environments and characters look legit, dude.
Batman.
This might be something I have to watch. Is that a giant, like, robotic Joker?
I don't know, man.
They got all the characters, too.
Yeah, there was Robin right there.
Nightwing. Saw Harley Quinn, Batgirl, Two-Face.
Winston from Overwatch. Dude, he looks crazy.
This is so epic.
Dude.
That was some crazy shit.
That is awesome looking, dude. I'm way into that. Oh, there's more. Oh, he's got the bat cycle, dude!
Yeah, now it turned into like Attack on Titan or something.
Dude,
that's
I could totally get into that, dude. That looks sweet.
Oh, my Lanta.
That looks way better than Batfleck.
Yes.
Way better, dude.
Anything is better than that.
Here's the official poster. For Batman Ninja.
Batman Ninja. Did they really have to add the ninja part?
I mean, he is a ninja. Like, has he ever not been a ninja?
He is a ninja, yeah.
Like, he trained...
with ninjas.
As a ninja. Mm-hmm. And then he just went back to America, and we don't really call people ninjas there. But he's, like, legitimately a ninja, right?
Very good point. Kind of forgot about that.
So, like, they just put some samurai armor on him and put him in, like, a feudal Japan setting, and... now he's ripping it up, dude. That looks amazing.
Yeah.
What's with the gorilla?
Yeah, I'm confused about the gorilla.
Is just randomly a gorilla? Like, is the gorilla from Batman? Or I don't know, dude, but they got... see, the voice actor who played Bulma in Dragon Ball Z died the other day? Oh, dude. I don't watch Dragon Ball, but that sucks.
Yeah, me neither.
Anytime something like that happens where someone you like dies in a movie or something, you know, that blows. Yeah, Heath Ledger's a great example of that, speaking of Batman. But yeah, they got Harley Quinn. Two-Face is there. Is this Poison Ivy right here in the eye?
Yeah.
I would guess, right?
Yeah, that would make sense.
I don't know who these two people are.
One's Deathstroke. That one's Deathstroke.
This one in the A?
The one with the J? Yeah, the two-colored face.
Okay. I don't know who this is.
That would make sense.
And then we got the monkey. And then the Joker obviously takes up.
And that could be the Penguin.
It could be. I thought that, too, might be Penguin.
And he's got a pointy nose, so maybe.
Yeah. But the monkey takes up two letters. Harley Quinn takes up two letters. The Joker takes up three. The rest all take up one.
Yeah, and then, like, you scroll down, Batgirl has, like, some fucking Wolverine claws over there.
Dude, look at her. She's mean, dude.
I don't know. Robin looks like a dumbass.
This guy can't see.
No,
okay?
He can't.
Okay? He has a tube on his head. All right, I like how Alfred is legitimately a butler.
Yeah. He's always been a butler, but yeah.
Well, I mean, he's never worn butler outfits, though.
Have you seen any Batman cartoon?
Well, those don't count. This to me is a movie, though, not a cartoon.
Oh.
No truck for you, dude.
No truck for me.
That looks legit, though, yeah. Dude.
I would watch that.
You don't watch any anime, though, do you?
No.
Hey, as I see, things going good, dude. We have no topics. You don't watch any anime?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of the stance I take as well. It's like, I watch certain animes. Like, I love the Miyazaki films, which you've never even seen.
No.
Like, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle, Totoro.
Right.
Princess Mononoke, Wind Rises. All those classics. Great films. Beautiful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Never watched, besides Cowboy Bebop, which I watched 12 years ago, which I loved. I haven't watched a single anime since then. I think we've actually had this discussion on the show.
Yeah.
And we're just like, we don't watch them because we don't.
There's
like,
so many.
Well, that's part of it.
And
but you could say the same thing about shows, any shows.
That. Yeah.
And we've had that discussion on the show, too. It's like, mm-hmm. There's too much TV. You don't know what to watch.
Right.
Like, what do you actually sit down and watch?
Now, the only anime I've ever really watched all the way through was Avatar.
Thanks for the comment on my haircut. Anime is bad except for Cowboy Bebop. Oh, man. I loved Cowboy Bebop. That show was so good. Yeah, because the naked chick in the box was a big thing on the show.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
And you had to text old Riddle for that.
Yep. And he replied back in broken English.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But, yeah, man. I don't know. That looks awesome.
Batman Ninja, I'm down for.
That looks
I don't
sweet.
Know if it's just the fact that it's Batman.
It looks like, I don't know. Part of me, like, wants a good Batman.
Yeah.
But then also, I feel like he's... Like, I don't know. Maybe I got enough from Christopher Nolan's trilogy that I do care about... Like, I can understand the potential for some of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand how awesome the Joker could be as a villain.
Yeah.
You know? And so seeing him in this setting and Batman being a legit ninja is like that. Combined with the aesthetic is like, dude, that looks legit,
yeah,
dude.
For that,
because like, if we saw this and it wasn't Batman and the Joker, I probably would care less. Like, I'd probably watch it and be like, that's pretty dope, but I wouldn't really like.
I think that might be it. It's just the brand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look at Batfleck and I could care less.
That's so true.
So I don't know. It's very confusing for me. It's very confusing.
I don't know. I don't get it.
But this
think
poster.
The only reason why I like Batman is with the Joker. It's a good play off of each other.
I agree.
Anything else, like, the Joker's not in, Batfleck, then it's not going to be. And so, just get out.
Seraph the End is a cool one. Suggest to watch it. Okay. I never heard of that one.
Like, Jared Leto's Joker was not the worst thing in the world, but it wasn't anything.
Wasn't it only, like, 12 good. Minutes of Joker?
Yes. But I don't know if he's supposed to be in, like, the Batman standalone movie or not. I really hope not.
I bet he is.
I hope not.
He's got to be. He's Jared Leto, dude.
Well, and also the universe that they're trying to have, then that one kind of...
Right, it would make sense for him to just appear in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Joker had sent stuff to him in Batman vs. Superman, too. Like, he'd all... I think the rumor or the universe is that he's already killed one Robin. Because Batman has a couple different ones.
Okay.
Over the course of time. And so he's already killed one.
Okay.
And so that might be why there may be hate blood there.
I mean, isn't there enough that, like...
Bad blood.
The Joker is, like, murdering innocent people. And, like,
we got bad. I mean, yeah, that's pretty bad, but when he kills one of your own?
Robin, though?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think after watching this, maybe I do want good Batman movies again. That might be part of it.
It's just, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the fact that we're just getting shit now with Mr. Bat Dick.
I think that's it, because I don't care about Superman. But maybe if there was a really great Superman movie,
you'd like
I
it.
Might care.
I agree.
I think there's just nothing that's been good enough that I'm like, yeah, I want more of that.
There needs to be, yeah, I don't know if there are definitely villains that they could pull from the comics that would...
Well, they were like all in Lego Batman movies.
Fight
like Condiment
Superman.
Man.
Superman. No.
Condiment Man, dude. He's a Batman villain. He squirts ketchup and mustard at people.
What now?
What? Can we just look at this weird picture on your Duo website? It's going to be the hog. I'm waiting for the hog.
Oh, it's photoshopped. Oh.
I knew it was going to be the hog, dude. Got it. I knew it was going to be the hog, dude. Dude, the effort that went into this, though.
That is crazy.
See, I might have fallen for that one as I see things if I had not built the Duo website myself. So I knew that all the pictures on there. I knew everyone. Oh, God, Chris scared me half to death. Was she dangerously close to me? No. I feel like she was right in my face.
It was not.
I still got the pickup on the monitor.
Yeah, you do. That's awesome, though.
How's your progress coming along on that that emote for that pig right there?
It's not going well.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't that sneaky? Just fun to make. Well, I mean, I'm still staring at it, so. But yeah, I made my adventures. My story. No, I'm a little sad that there's not, like, meta stuff inside these hyperlinks, dude. What about our Twitter? No, doesn't exist. Sad.
Doesn't exist. That's still pretty good, though.
That is great, dude. That is great. I'm so glad. You know what I'll do? I can send this to Cameron and be like, did you do this? Oh, my God. It's the perfect opportunity for meta troll right now, okay?
Meta troll.
Dude, here we go.
If you search Google for it, the hog pops up.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Don't lie to me. Images.
You gotta search Duo.
Really? Is that what he meant?
Seth and Colby Duo. That's what he said.
Oh. I should probably learn to read.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, that would help.
Duo Seth and Colby Duo.
Dude, I'm gonna eat your face! I don't see no... Oh my God, it is. It's right there.
Oh my God.
Oh!
If you would have asked me when we started what would describe us the best, I don't. I would never have guessed a troll.
I like that we do show up here.
A troll?
Yeah, I don't know why I said troll. I was just going to let it go. Man. Hey, is this you?
Yep.
A lot of Seth Rollins.
I don't know who that is.
He's a wrestler, obviously.
Oh, shoot.
But we pop up in there. We're like the 12th one in.
Yeah.
We're making some progress when you search directly for our show. You know? It's always good. Yeah, we got a lot more. Look at this one.
That was a great video. One of my favorites.
Oh God, that's so great. Alright, let me message Cameron real quick. Did you make this? ? And then it is, did I leave the site? Because I'm dumb, I did. Let's see here. It is duo.weebly.com. Duo.weebly.com. There, that'll give him something for fun. Can't wait to see that. Can't wait to see that. So, but yeah. Anyway, so Batman, cool, huh? Yeah.
Real interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Amazon is doing new things. All right. Here, listen. This is the interesting part.
Yeah. Good article with no headline. That's great.
All right. You ready? There is no headline. Oh, there it is. I just had to scroll like up past this child that's the size of Topeka. Okay. Amazon may have patented the next big thing in online shopping. So these first two paragraphs just talk about how they're promoting video reviews. Mm-hmm. Okay, who cares? Here's the interesting part. There's potentially another reason for Amazon to promote the use of video in e-commerce. It now has a way for customers to earn discounts for watching ads. Amazon was awarded a patent for content-based price reduction and incentives. The patent says that customers in an electronic environment can present it with the option to receive advertising such as audio, video, interactive content in order to receive a discount pricing or similar benefits. One example of how Amazon sees this working is that a customer can watch a video ad on an item's detail page as a product review. As a customer watches more of the ad, the displayed price for the item drops. Depending on how strong Amazon patent is, no online retailer outside of Amazon's ecosystem can offer this benefit to customers.
Wow.
What do you think, dude? Would you watch a video to receive a discount?
Yeah.
I would, too.
I mean, that's a thing kind of already-ish.
Is it?
Like, you can get paid to watch videos on
Well, right, but this
sites.
Is like, I imagine this working like you're looking at a pair of Nikes, mm-hmm. and then it shows you like an ad for also Nike sportswear.
Yeah.
And then you get a discount on your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or you get like 20% off a shirt
it's
by watching the ad or something like that.
Different than the videos that you would watch to make money. Yes,
right.
Because those videos I don't think are meant for anyone to see.
No, I don't think they actually expect you to watch.
Like,
those like
to
watch this man like
pay to watch these videos. Or no, you pay me to watch your video. That's the opposite
right.
of how things work, I feel like. So yeah, I don't know what they are. They're like really in depth product descriptions and I don't know, company info of some sort. It's
oh,
weird.
Cameron text me back.
What'd he say?
Wah ha ha nope.
Good trolling there, man.
I know, dude. I got
you
him.
Got him
I got
so
him.
Good.
I got him, dude. Nice yep. one, as I see things. You got both of us. You got him, dude. Okay, what now?
I was done talking.
Oh. I'll just watch until I get what I want, until I get it for free. Yeah, I mean, I bet there's a limit. There's got to be a limit, yeah. right?
It's going to be one per product, I would assume, but you don't know. They could do one where you get 100% discount.
I mean, who... Okay, so how weird that it's just the Seth and Colby show is what Cameron texts me. That is weird, isn't it?
Nah, that is weird. It's
almost like one of our listeners made it. He probably thinks I did it. Anyway, so how long is too long?
If you're making me watch like a 20-minute video.
So 20 minutes? Like, what about 5?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be fine.
But how much of a discount?
Like 10, 15, 20%.
See, what if it's like $2 off $100, but it's a minute long video?
Nope.
Not worth it?
Not worth it.
So like what if it's $1 to $2 off $10, but it's a minute long
That's
video?
That's fine.
Okay. So you're literally gonna do the math in your head.
And how much of a discount is
right.
this worth the time?
What if it doesn't tell you before you watch it?
Probably won't.
I bet it won't, because people will do like you do. I bet it's like, watch this video to receive a discount.
But still, I'm sure there are couponers out there that spend hours.
Yes.
Hours putting coupons together to save like...
50 cents?
30%
yeah.
on their entire grocery shopping list or something.
No, I know, man, but I think those people are not the use ad block. That's another great question. Maybe that's part of it. Like, I actually had this discussion in my chat a couple days ago, I think with As I See Things, because he was talking about... He was mocking me because I don't use Adblock on my ZSwigs account. Well, and the reason I don't is because I watch a lot of small streamers and small YouTubers and stuff on that account, and I like to give them support via ads because I want people to support me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a karma thing.
Right.
But I was talking to him like from the marketing perspective, like people are just going to figure out ways around Adblock.
Yeah.
Like the more Adblock becomes prolific, the more marketing companies are just going to figure out ways to get around it. I think this is one of the ways. It's like, you can watch our ad if you have Adblock on, no discount for you.
Right.
And what if they get to the point where they're like, it's actually marked up 10% unless you watch the ad, and then it's the regular price?
No way.
Dude, I'm telling you, if I could think of it, they've thought of it.
No way.
Just imagine iPhone X for 30 ads. You want TV, it costs 10 ads a video. I mean, that would be kind of cool. Like, I don't remember, someone else in my ZSwig chat was like, can you watch Twitch ads to get bits? And I was like, that's a cool business model.
Yeah.
Like, if you could sit back and watch a Doritos ad, a Sprite ad, an ad for Overwatch, and get 50 bits. I mean, as a broadcaster, that's cool. I would love people
that's
to have
cool,
bits to give
but
me.
But you pay fucking how much per ticket to go and watch a movie at our movie theater, and you get shown 50
ads because
of that?
Well, yeah, but you got to think about, like, you got to think, I think a lot of people that will do this will be younger kids, right? Like, people who don't necessarily have credit cards and jobs and things, you know, that want income to give to people.
Yeah.
Like, specifically the Twitch thing.
I mean, I think it's going to be phased out. I'm sure that might be why that the theater is dying.
Well,
is
right.
Because you're paying
but
money.
But the reason
to
that they're showing us ads
show
now is because
anyways.
We have DVRs.
Yeah. What?
I mean, they didn't used to show ads at theaters, but then DVRs became a thing.
Mm.
And now they show us ads every time we get less, we move ads somewhere out of our life, They're going to show up in some place they didn't used to.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I pay YouTube not to show me ads.
Right.
So.
And, like, they're taking your money mm-hmm. instead of your time.
Right. I'd prefer that.
Right.
I do prefer that.
But now Amazon's going to show you ads under the guise of, we're doing you a favor by giving you a discount for watching this ad.
I mean, if you give me something for watching it, sure.
But devil's advocate, because I don't necessarily think this, but these websites that give you news, like this one right here, this QZ.com that we're talking on right now, this has ads. We're blocking 59 things on this page, according to our ad blocker. You can't see it, but it's on here. We're blocking 59 ads on this page. They're giving us this article.
Yeah,
that's what they're giving us in return for their ads,
mm-hmm.
and we're saying nope, we get it for free. No, none for you. So technically, that's not always true, because we are getting a free article that someone took time out of their life to write in hopes of a paycheck. The only thing they ask in return is that we look at the ads on their website while we're reading their article that they give us for free.
Well, the writer's getting paid. Now, the website in general
But the writer is only getting paid by the website because the website's making money off ads.
Yeah.
True. I mean, if no one, like, if I ran ads right now on our show and no one watched them, we wouldn't make any money off them.
Right. Bad time to sip water.
If everyone has ad block that watches our show, mm-hmm. they don't see ads. So we don't get money from it.
Right. I don't know, man. I hate ads, but...
I mean, that's how...
If you're going to pay me to watch it...
Or give you a discount on something else.
That's basically paying
me. Do you think it'll make you buy something that you wouldn't have bought before?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't. There's not a discount good enough. That they're like, you're buying these shoes, and if you watch this ad, we'll give you a t-shirt that's normally $30. We'll give it to you for $10 also if you watch this ad about the t-shirt.
No.
And the t-shirt sells you on the, or the ad sells you on the t-shirt, you're still going to say nuh-uh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't buy
What if it's a pickup truck woodworking combo?
If that was it, then you got me. You got me.
We have ads called Moro Antelode. It pops up in every single website. Sounds horrible.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but it sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Colby hates ads.
I don't like them.
He's scorched earth when it comes to ads.
Scorched
earth.
Dude.
Do you really pay for YouTube Red?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
No.
That's what I think, right?
I mean, for me, who watches YouTube,
doesn't Adblock do pretty much everything that YouTube Red does?
I have no idea. I've never tried it.
Well, like, we watch YouTube videos, probably four or five of them every episode. We've never seen an ad.
And that would do the exact same thing.
Right.
So really, I'm just paying for the YouTube Red content, which is god-awful.
You don't like Dan TDM and PewDiePie, dude?
It is. Well, he doesn't have one anymore.
Oh, he got... Oh, did he get dumped?
He got dumped. Well, Disney was funding it, and then they dumped him.
Oh, I always thought YouTube paid for those.
No. Well, he was partnered with Disney for the budget to make the show that he was making.
Wait, so YouTube... Wait. So you're telling me that YouTube...
I'm sure YouTube funded some of it.
Okay.
But not all of it.
Because if they're just like, we'll give you the bandwidth, it's like, no, you're doing that anyway, dude.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's not a favor. That's like what you do.
I think Disney went in on it with YouTube to pay for that.
And then Disney dumped him because of the Nazi thing or because of the N-word thing?
The Nazi thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both N-words, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He loves saying bad N-words.
He really does.
Yep.
But, he really does.
Yeah.
So. The Nazi thing wasn't on him. The other one was.
That one is 100% on him.
Yeah.
That was pretty hard to excuse. Yep.
Yeah, you can't really get away from that.
But Google this. Okay. Isn't it weird that on this software, it's on the right, and on our Twitch chat, it's on the left?
Yeah, that is weird. Why does it do that, man?
Probably because it's right to left text.
What is this?
Is this like a... here's a translate button. Thank God. Bad Juju, these were all in Arabic. I don't know. is this a guy who like complains about it?
I don't know.
Oh, it looks like he's a guy who like blows the whistle on like... on like ads and stuff. See? Through the prophet from the internet?
Maybe.
Wow, this is...
We're going to get flagged by the CIA or some shit.
It'll be fine, man. Many people are now searching these days. Internet users come across Google, Twitter.
Does that make any sense?
Well, it's hard because some of these words are like not words.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm gonna hard pass on that.
The victims of Marwan Dale, and then appeared victims of fell prey to false dreams. Am I on all the victims of Marwan?
User of the network who dealt with him and paid him money in order to get Chorus in the way to bring and earn money as described in the video, but soon discovered that they had been catfished and didn't get anything for what they paid money, and all they got is free lessons in the way to subscribe to networks of Facebook, Twitter, and electronic payment mechanism, and these lessons already exist free
like
of charge.
So he's like Ty Lopez then. You know who that is?
Nope.
You ever seen a YouTube ad where there's this guy with a handheld camera just pointing at his face? He's like, here in my garage with my Lamborghini.
Oh, I feel like you told me about it. Yeah. That sounds familiar.
He's just a really rich guy who just bought up a whole bunch of YouTube ad space like three, four years ago, telling people how to get rich off
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But really, he bought his way to being famous on YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, dude.
And he has a chorus for
it's
like
a meme.
How you could get rich.
It's a
quick,
Saudi
too.
Arabian meme, dude.
It's so narrow.
What are we watching right now, dude?
Dude, I don't know.
Marhaba, ana Marwan Telodi.
I mean, it's obviously got to be big enough in their culture that it's like scared tech.
Why would you do that? That's not funny at all. Why are you...
This is like SNL.
Yeah, that's
or
SNL,
something.
But they put on the thing
that
in front of it.
So
I get it.
Good,
I get it, dude. That's actually pretty funny, dude. That's actually pretty funny. Oh man. Yeah, well, the internet's a great place.
Yeah.
Love the internet.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Elon Musk told us that he was sending a car to space, and then he said he totally made it up. Other reports said that the plan is still real. I want your opinion on this, Colby.
Why?
As always willing to up the stakes of an already difficult situation, SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said the first flight of his company's Falcon Heavy rocket will be used to send a Tesla Roadster into space. Musk first tweeted out the idea on Friday evening, and the payload was confirmed on Saturday, but confirmation followed a bizarre exchange between The Verge and Musk. After Musk tweeted the plan, we asked him to confirm that it was real. Musk replied to us first by email confirming that it was real. Then, after The Verge published a story about the plan, Musk sent us a response in a direct message on Twitter saying he totally made it up. We now know that that response was false. A person with the matter told The Verge Saturday evening that the payload is, in fact, real. The first Falcon Heavy's payload will be Midnight Cherry Tesla Roadster, plane space oddity. Plane space oddity, Musk wrote on Twitter, referencing the famous David Bowie song. Destination is Mars orbit. We will be in deep space for a billion years or so if it doesn't blow up on ascent. Musk has spoken openly about the non-zero chance the Falcon Heavy will explode during its first flight, and because of that, he once said he wanted to stick the silliest thing we ever could imagine on top of the rocket. Now we know what he meant. It's unclear at the time of publish whether SpaceX ever removed any unnecessary approvals or will need any necessary approvals for this plan. Falcon Heavy is a follow-up to SpaceX Falcon 9. It's a more powerful rocket the company hopes to use for millions of moons and Mars missions. When I say millions, hopes to use for missions to the moon and Mars. It was originally supposed to take flight back in 2013 or 2014, but it's made its flight and now pegged for January 2018, according to Musk. Falcon Heavy is, in overly simple terms, three of the company's Falcon 9 rockets strapped together. Therefore, will be capable of creating around three times the thrust of a single Falcon 9 rocket around SpaceX to perform missions beyond low Earth orbit. SpaceX ultimately plans to be able to recover all three rocket cores that power the Falcon Heavy, just like it's done over the last year with the main rocket booster stage of its Falcon 9. It's unclear if the company will attempt to recover the boosters of this maiden rocket. Of course, Musk also said earlier this fall at the International Astronautical Congress that he plans to pour all of SpaceX's resources into an even bigger rocket architecture known as the Interplanetary Transport System, or the Big Fucking Rocket, for short, the BFR. The new mega rocket, when built, would essentially make obsolete the Falcon Heavy and the Falcon 9. It will be capable of taking on the same duties that those rockets performs while adding new capabilities to that range from planning a colony on Mars to making a 30-minute transcontinental travel possible on Earth. In that light, maybe shooting a Tesla into orbit around the red planet doesn't seem so outlandish. So he's going to shoot a red Tesla Roadster to Mars because he can.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, he thinks it's going
to
blow up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, we should put something silly in it. So he's like, let's put a Tesla in it.
It's the dumbest thing that he's ever done, I feel like.
Is he losing his mind?
He might be. Why?
Well, like, is he just so rich that he's like, we can do whatever we want?
Go up into space and then just eject a Tesla at the direction of Mars.
Yeah, that's what it's
and
like.
And then come back.
I think, yeah, the payload, as Chat says, is going to be flying around Mars forever. And then the rockets will come back to Earth and land. That's the ultimate plan.
It's going to take forever.
Well, and just think about it this way. If we ever do colonize Mars, there's going to be a car floating around Mars for all of eternity. Or we're going to have to fund some type of thing to get the car down from space.
Like, let's drive that Tesla on Mars. Dude, he is. That's crazy. That's crazy. Not like a like anything else. Not anything else but your car.
Right. And it's playing a David Bowie song. Which, by the way,
constantly.
I guess it's going to be on repeat. Because doesn't it take like 8 months to get to Mars?
It's going
to
take a long-ass time, yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. like, you can't... Batteries aren't that good in the Tesla. Like, no. They ain't going to last 8 months, right?
No.
There's no way.
No way.
So.
That is dumb. That is just pure nonsense.
Send up a tow truck.
We have an interstellar demolition derby. We tried to shoot another Tesla at that Tesla, see what happens.
Wow. And they smashed together, one's headed down to the surface, now up and landed on Curiosity.
I hate talking about space now because of the dumb air thing. All right, but I got a question for you, okay?
Air into the space.
I hate you. What?
Fills it up.
What is stopping someone who owns a rocket company and has infinite amount of money, like Elon Musk, from just shooting anything he wants into space?
Apparently not.
Right? Like, if he wanted to, he could just shoot anything he wanted into space, because...
Yeah.
It's a private company.
I don't think he can send, like, nukes up there or not, but...
Can he?
Probably not. I think that would require some paperwork.
Fill space with oxygen and then just fly up there. You can drive up there if there's oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on that road.
You roll down your window, get in your convertible, and just cruise to Jupiter.
Nah, it's a palmy 60 degrees up in space. Perfect for the chop down.
Well, you know, I feel like you're mocking me, but I think that's a perfect...
logical, totally
yes,
possible
totally
thing.
Totally possible, mm-hmm. Says in the intro, totally possible.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What?
Send some actors up to the moon for the next Avengers movie. Dude, let's do it.
Film in space.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, dude.
It's a high-budget movie.
It's already happened. You ever heard of July of 1969?
High-budget movie. No.
To film the moon landing, planting the flag. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You got it.
You know,
mm-hmm.
That thing.
That was a film. That happened in space.
Yeah.
Except it's not real.
That's right, it's fake. I forgot the moon landing's fake. You have the moon landing's fake, and blowing oxygen into space is totally possible.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Yep, right.
It's two things. You know, you should. You were talking to me before the show about your conspiracy theorist friends.
Mm-hmm.
You should ask them if they think it's possible to put air into space, or if they think that it's just being held back against us by the government.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Why not, man?
Because they're going to be like, what?
No, they'll agree with me. Actually,
like,
I don't want
you,
that.
I mean, Pinella told me the way that you out-crazy a conspiracy theorist is just be more crazy than them.
Yeah.
So that might do it.
Yeah. You just take my tone and be like, look, guys, you think that's crazy. I think that we could fill up space with air, but we're just not trying to.
But we're just not trying to. We can just generate all the oxygen necessary to just blow it into the fucking...
And then what you could do is you could take the words off your video intro and just be like, look, I worked up this schematic. Totally possible, right? Like, why isn't this happening?
Why are we not funding this?
It's because of the lizards in the government.
Those frogs that are gay.
Flat Earth won't allow us to send air into space because we'll only be able to fill up the part that the surface of the Earth is facing. God, did you see? I don't remember who it was. I think it was like Elon Musk or Neil deGrasse Tyson or someone. And he was talking about sending it to Mars rotation, and someone tweeted the Flat Earth Society on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and was like, what do you think about it? Is it flat Mars also? And they're like,
that's
no.
Elon Musk.
Mars has been observed to be round.
Yes. Elon Musk tweeted, like, why is there no flat Mars theorists?
Right,
out there?
Okay.
And then they sent back, it's been observed that it's been round. I don't. That might have been a troll account for the flat
Earth.
No, Earthers,
I've seen that. I've seen that account many times.
That's funny. It's also terrible. What dumb people. Earth is flat, though.
Is the idea that they can look up from their patios at Mars and go, yeah, it's round? Is that why they believe it's round?
I don't know.
Sure. Because it can't be that astronauts have seen
it. If you think the Earth is flat, then you don't think space exists. You think that it's like some projection that they're throwing up to make us think stuff's out
there.
What
if we're all in a dome, dude, and it's
all
fake?
On the back of a gigantic turtle.
Yeah.
Floating through space.
No, space ain't real.
Filled with oxygen.
Yes. We're just on a beach inside a marble inside the eyeball of Jesus. That's what I think. Prove me wrong.
You got it.
Do it!
Can't do
it. Do it!
What was the movie
that I'm right
that we were marbles in a
Men in Black?
Was that
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Remember, right. It's like the galaxy around the neck, and like you zoomed in at the end, and it's just like literally our galaxy, and then it's like two aliens playing like pool.
That's right.
Yeah, just using like his billiard balls. Yep.
We have told them have been told about space.
I've talked some.
Yeah.
They said they don't believe what we have been told about space. Well, that's what I'm asking. Like,
no,
so
the Sky Matrix is out, man. That's the thing.
The reason that they believe Mars is round is because they can get a telescope from Walmart, put it on their back porch, and look at Mars and see it's round. But because astronauts couldn't have seen it, because they can't believe that astronauts observed it as round, but not observe the Earth as round.
Right. They don't believe the astronauts.
Right.
So.
So why don't they just like all get a Kickstarter to send a mirror up there and then just look at the mirror real quick and be like, oh, I guess the Earth is round.
A giant mirror. Just send that up there.
Right.
That would be perfect. Oh, they should do that. They don't want to know.
That's right. They don't want to know.
They don't want to know.
These people are crazy, dude.
They don't want to live with that.
Isn't that the thing with conspiracy theorists? Like, they don't want to not believe.
Right.
Like, they
it's
are conspiracy.
More about believing the truth of any kind. So, yeah.
Which, that's some weird psychology that I wish I understood more about. Like, what is it about people who, like, believe that 9/11 was fake or that there's gay frogs? You know, frogs making people gay. That they're just like.
What's up with them? They have a very high distrust meter on really anything.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
They've tripped on too much acid.
Because, like,
and
if
then
they
they're
eat,
just like, what is this reality?
But, like, if they go to eat at McDonald's, like, that is objectively more dangerous if they believe that the government is out to kill people.
Yeah.
Like it's that.
What would be the best way other than the most nationalized restaurant chain in the world
right.
to get chemicals
well,
into
you? Well, that's the problem what? Is with that logic, is that if you really believe the government's out to kill you or to change you or convert you with chemicals, like, why do you live in a city and not on a mountain growing your own food?
Yeah.
Because there's literally no way the government can't kill you.
Also, yeah, that's a great point, because Alex Jones is a big conspiracy guy,
right.
But he also sells just supplements like crazy.
Right.
And it's like, you don't think those chemicals are chemicals?
Right.
You dunce?
Well, they're dumb.
Yeah. Oh, he's just, he's a big old sack of shit.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's like the guy who trolled us in our VOD before this. That was making fun of us for, you know, talking some sense politically. And he didn't realize that we weren't live. And he was there for 10 minutes just yelling alone in chat, just at 4 in the morning, that our show was terrible and we were sheeple. And
that we need to wake up.
He's just yelling to himself. He's like, this show's dead, no one's even watching. And I'm like, it's 4 a.m. and it's not live, dude. But he doesn't know that because he's too stupid to comprehend it.
He was saying a lot of stuff.
Oh, he was saying a lot of stuff.
Clearest point was he was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, and that I was fat.
And that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he said, hey, fatty potato doesn't even know that he's a sheeple. Yeah. I think it was one of the quotes.
That was a good quote.
Yeah. Which is pretty good. Yeah. I think that might be my stream title tomorrow. Fatty Potato hosts video games on the internet.
That'd be great.
Pretty good one. And he spelled potato wrong, which he made did. It even better. Because it's like potato with an H on the end. Potato. Oh, absolutely. Well, I wouldn't classify myself as centrist. I'd classify myself as more of a what's the point type of guy. Like, I like to complain and look at the world, but then I go, can't really do much about it.
Yeah.
I sit back here and accept fate.
Yeah.
I would definitely put Colby more in the center, though. Like, he leans probably more Republican than anyone I know. He at least watches. He gives those people views, at least.
I do give them the time of day. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some things. Like, yeah, Russia definitely influenced the election.
That's a fact.
Hardcore.
That's
for
pretty
Trump.
Much a fact right now. Yeah.
And it's also a fact that Hillary Clinton, you know, stole a lot of money from local Democratic nominations to basically seal her nomination. For
let me tell you this, chat. I'm gonna get you woke right now. Okay, you ready? Woke. All politicians steal money. All right, now you're woke.
They all lie, yep. And they're all just a big old pile of shit. Except Bernie Sanders.
That's right. Everything that's right and agreed upon by people, Bernie is a reason for it.
Yep.
You're so right, dude. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Yep. You're right. Bernie Sanders, thank you. Thank Christ he exists. Because what would our world be if that one senator from Vermont wasn't there shooting down all of the things?
Oh, yeah. He shoots down so much.
He shoots them down,
dude.
He's got
so much power,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude. He's in there shaking his fist and messing
with Why are you kids taking money from corporations,
How
you bastards?
How dare you? I'm going to go to my Vermont farm and drink maple syrup and get the power of 10 lumberjacks.
That's what I imagine happens in Vermont.
They have lumberjacks up there?
I mean, the point, like I was telling Colby about it, is like not to make fun of that man. But we'll make fun of him, is that I was like, this is who we argue against. Like, this is why we can't win arguments with people who are so off the deep end, like the real Alex Jones people.
Yeah.
Because they're just, they're not all there enough to even realize that a show isn't live. Like, when you yell at someone for not responding to you, when it literally says vodcast twice in the title, and then says, these are our old episodes as the title of the show, and you still can't go like, It's weird that there's sun outside, but it's 4 a.m. That's really strange. It's really strange, this video. It must be in a time machine. Like, you don't, like, when you can't comprehend that and then you just yell.
I've said 5 things to these guys already and they have not commented once on that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It says vodcast. What's that mean?
It doesn't look like there's anybody else in this chat, so how could they not be seeing that?
We got a YouTube link here. This better not be the hog.
So here's my pledge to you.
Please clap. This is the great. I knew what it was immediately.
So here's my pledge to you.
Oh,
I will be a commander-in-chief.
This is so
great.
We'll
have the back of the military. I won't trash talk.
Remember when we made fun of him? He'd be better.
I won't be a divider-in-chief or an agitator-in-chief. I won't be out there blowharding, talking a big game without backing it up. I think the next president needs to be a lot quieter, but send a signal that we're prepared to act in the national security interests of this country to get back in the business of creating a more peaceful world. Please clap.
You can actually pinpoint this second what his heart rips it out.
So here's my creating a more peaceful world.
Please clap. Please.
Look at his face.
Are you guys not clapping?
Look at his face.
I really have to tell you to clap right now?
It's so good, dude.
Dude, they are all so tuned out of what he was saying that they were like, oh,
Well, if you look really closely, there's a lady back here with a baby who starts to clap. Yeah. This lady right here. Mm-hmm. Like, she's really into it.
National
like,
yes, security interests
yes,
of this
Jeb.
To get back in the business.
Yes, Jeb!
Creating a more peaceful world.
Jeb! Yeah!
Please clap.
Whoa! No one else.
No one else cares.
No
like, even,
one
like,
else.
I assume his family or whoever that is back there. At least he can talk properly out. Isn't that amazing? That's now like a stipulation for our president. He can chat. He can speak words correctly.
More than great and huge and...
Big water.
Big water.
Big water. Ocean water.
Oh, man.
All right, the issue is most average Americans don't even understand basic politics. I totally agree with you. Apparently, most of the average Twitch user doesn't understand a basic vodcast. Yeah. So that's another issue
that
we have in America.
An issue.
I could run on that platform in 2020.
Yeah.
I think I might have. Oh, I think I closed this app because my internet broke. Yeah, I did. But there was someone last week like said Seth 2020 is like my campaign slogan, but I don't remember what it was. Which is a problem because I should probably remember those things. But I'm actively pursuing in politics.
Why even try it? Send the nukes.
Like, I used to think that there was no way I could be in politics. Now anyone can. And that's the best part.
Yeah.
Like, we literally have a rapist in the White House that's totally fine. Like, what is... I've never raped anybody.
Nope.
No. I can go on record.
We're upstanding citizens, yeah.
I mean, I'm fairly upstanding. I mean, I pay my taxes, you know?
I think that's enough.
Because Trump doesn't even show that. You're right. Yep. I don't even need to have that qualifier.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, speaking is literally, you can stop there. It's like large vocabulary, better president, better presidential candidate. Because it's like, you know, that's how it works, buddy.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
I watched this guy, Keith Olbermann. You know him.
Yeah, right? I know of him, yeah.
He's on GQ's YouTube channel now doing...
I thought he was on Fox News.
Oh, no. Keith Olbermann used to be NBC, but then he left.
Oh, MSNBC guy? Yeah. Okay, okay.
Then he left. He's very left.
Okay.
But he's been doing like this GQ series where he just comes up.
GQ's kind of a leftist magazine, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Yeah.
Gentleman's Quarterly is what I like right. to call it. Yes.
It's, and then he just, you know, blasts Trump on all the things that you can blast Trump on.
So something about Scarlett Johansson or something. We don't remember it. My slogan.
I got
you. Okay, but anyway, yes.
It blasts Trump. It tears all his policy ideas down and being like basically blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
They're bad. He hasn't been doing anything. And he said that it was supposed to be for a short time that he was going to be doing these videos
okay.
talking about Trump.
Okay.
But he's been doing them since
he got
Trump
elected.
Won
right.
the nomination and the RNC.
Oh, okay.
So he's been doing it for a good
year and a half. Yeah.
Year and a half. And he just put up his last one like a couple days ago, last week sometime.
Okay.
Saying that it's over. We've got him. Here's seven ways of how Trump will not be in the White House for very much longer.
Okay.
And it's all just Russia.
The problem is...
It's all Russia.
All of that's an echo chamber. Because
yeah.
the only people watching that are people who agree with him already. Like, you believe... You don't believe that Donald Trump is qualified to be president.
No.
Okay. Then, at a base level, you agree with him.
Yeah.
The dude who called me fatty potato is never going to watch a Keith Olbermann video.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
That's true. But I don't know. I saw it on...
And that's why I'm in the camp of it doesn't matter.
I saw it. I stopped watching because, yeah, it's just very echoey. It's just, Russia!
The government you elect is the government you deserve. Thomas Jefferson. That man had nothing to do with the setting up of our government, Morris. And he whooped your butt! I don't think Thomas Jefferson had anything to do.
Paul Ryan? You think... what's his fucking name?
Pence. Yeah, Pence. Yeah. Pence is in on it too now.
Oh, is he?
Right. Because wasn't it out that Pence was the reason that the dude... I can't even keep all their names. Their names are all so waspy.
Yeah.
That you just can't even keep track of them. Mm-hmm. But, like, the guy that just pled guilty...
Michael Flynn.
Like, was fired or something on Pence's recommendation because of what he did. So Pence is also now involved.
Well, he could have not known until he figured it out, and then he recommended that he didn't, but...
Well, but Obama recommended before... Trump was even elected that this man have nothing to do with anything involving politics.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of knew, and they're just like, whatever. But
on the defense counsel.
But the thing is that I'm sure that happened with Obama. It happened with Bush. It happened with Clinton. It happened with Bush. It happened with Reagan. It happened with all of them. Every single one of them have some scandal we never heard about.
Yeah.
It's just what happened. Seriously, I think what happened here is that Trump... For some idiotic reason, probably because he's an idiot, made an enemy with the press.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's literally the press's job
right.
to take him down so they can prove that they aren't fake news like he's been trumpeting.
Yeah.
Where the press had no reason to dig into Obama's dirty stuff or mm-hmm. Clinton's or Bush's dirty stuff because there's something to be said about America running smoothly and having these kind of ridiculous under-the-radar things that we can't do anything about, man.
Right. No.
Like, they just distract us from actual policies that are happening.
Yeah.
Like, this tax code thing that's happening right now mm-hmm. is totally got buried because of the Michael Flynn news.
Right.
And
it got passed.
Right.
In the Senate.
Right. And so, like, I think part of... If this happened during Obama's administration, yeah. let's just say hypothetically.
Right.
Okay, and he hadn't made war with the press... I feel like we would have way more coverage of the tax thing
yeah.
and way less coverage of this low-level White House staffer scandal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now the press is literally out to prove that they could do investigative journalism so they don't feel like they're fake news. And if Trump had never went to war with the press, I feel like his presidency would be way better off.
1,000%.
Yeah. And so I personally think... That all of these presidents, probably not to the level of collusion with Russia, but mm-hmm. they all have stuff that we shouldn't that didn't get reported.
Probably took money from somebody
yes.
they probably shouldn't have.
Yes, mm-hmm. and were involved with foreign countries and all this
yeah.
stuff that
well,
you know
Clinton
that like that yeah. undermined the American democracy, but not to an extent that it really matters.
Right.
Okay. Because let's all seriously look at this. Trump's been president for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
this doesn't matter.
No.
Like, if Russia interfered with our thing, we're 25% done already.
Right.
Like, if it mattered, it would have mattered already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to make it to at least 50% of the way before we stop. But then you make it halfway, you might as well just wait.
Right.
It seems like a lot of trouble at that point. To do a whole nother thing with a whole nother guy. Because then we're going to have to do a background check on that guy.
Like,
let's just wait the 4 years and let's elect someone else.
Yeah.
Okay, like, Bernie! Jesus Christ Sanders, okay? That's what I say. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No.
The thing is, he went to war with the press, and now the press is out to get him. And they're going to get him because he's an idiot.
I mean, minus the fact that Russia didn't hack any goddamn voting things and change.
Bernie will be dead. No, man. Yeah. He lives forever because he drinks that maple syrup. That's my maple syrup drinking face.
Great.
That's power Bernie maple syrup.
Russia didn't hack any voting booths telling a Republican that voted for, you know, Clinton voted for Trump.
It's mostly
that's
propaganda and advertising.
They influence people's decisions. Regardless of that, people being dumb, they voted for Trump.
Yes.
That's how the elections work, is people vote, and then based off of that, the college does their thing, and then there's a president.
Right.
So regardless of if the fact that Russia helped, if it was, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Trump, I don't think, told Russia to do it.
If Trump gets impeached, which I don't think will happen,
no.
But if he does, it's not going to be because Russia influenced the election. It's because he's going to get himself in legal trouble through his Twitter and indicting himself in illegal things.
Probably.
That's what's going to get him in trouble. It has nothing to do with what was actually the problem. Which, by the way, is just how the American justice system works. That's why Al Capone was put in jail on tax fraud and not because he murdered hundreds of people in Chicago in the 30s.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So justice isn't really ever going to be served. That's why OJ was in prison for 5 years because he robbed a pawn shop in LA or in Las Vegas and not because he murdered two people. Like, that's just how it works here, okay? You're rich, you get away with things.
Yeah.
And all politicians are rich, and they all get away with things. Trump just made the wrong enemies in the free press of America, and now they're out to get him. And if he wouldn't have done that...
And he's not going
to
double down.
No, he's not going to... That's literally his brand.
Yeah.
I make the best, the biggest water, the biggest mattresses.
We win all the best time.
Exactly. That's it.
No comparison.
That's it.
No compromises. I win.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. We need to remove the Electoral College, and then it won't be fair. The large stats will dominate. Yeah. I mean, that's right. And there's arguments to be made. Well, maybe that's the way it should be. If rural Americans can go vote, they just don't.
That is the only argument.
Yes.
Is that if we remove the Electoral College, then like New York and California and all those, they're going to be the ones that determine elections.
Right.
And I'm like, are those people not people?
Right.
It's just based off people's votes.
Like, you can get really down to brass tacks and be like, I think it's something like 40% of America's GDP are those three cities in California.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, if they dictate 30% of our GDP, they should have a larger say in how America is ran than Kentucky. I mean, I'm sorry. People in Kentucky are people, too.
The exact opposite way. Because the smaller states get a larger advantage.
New Hampshire has more of a say in it than California does, proportionally, because of the Electoral College.
Right.
When, you know, but that's the thing, is like a division of power and all that is important, too.
Yeah.
But let's just leave it alone because it's worked fine for the last 250 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the first time we've had a hiccup. And again, we're all alive and nothing bad has happened really bad.
Yet.
So, global warming, by the way, was a thing when Obama was in office.
Mm-hmm.
That'll probably kill us, okay? Yeah. Like, that's probably really, besides war, which, by the way, was also a threat when Obama was in office, that's the thing that's the most threatening to our way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And no one cares. You know why? Because all we're talking about is this tax bill, and all we're talking about is Michael Flynn, and we're talking about big water, and that's what happens.
Yeah. I've stopped keeping up on news, honest to God.
It's hard.
It's just, I've had enough.
It's like I said, I don't know what's going on. I know that the press is outing more people. I know that once a week Reddit's like, this is it! He's going down for real this time! And then next week I'm going to read the same thing about the Mueller or whoever that man is. He's half man, half mule. I'm fairly certain that's what he is. He's like a mule-atar, which is a minotaur mule.
Moeller. Is the special investigator?
See, I've never even heard his name said aloud. Yeah. I just read it.
Mueller, I believe.
Are you sure? Yeah. How sure are you? Because it's spelled like Mueller, I'm pretty
90%.
Sure.
90%.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know. That proves my point. Don't know. What I get from Twitter and Reddit, all those people are either winning or they're winning. And they're on opposite sides. And they're both winning all the time.
All the time.
Either side needs to get woke every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't woke. There's no one in the middle being like, hey, can you guys just sub to my podcast? Like, there's no one in the middle just doing that, because that's really what America needs, is to support small businesses.
There you go. Sub to this podcast. The whole point of the game.
Seriously, that's what it is. It's all the poor people and all the rich people have really more. They're like fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the people like our parents just don't care.
Yeah.
Because they got their 401k and they're going to sit on their butts.
I'm good.
And that's it. Yep.
Everything can go on around me. Yep. I'm good now.
Whatever.
But we're not good yet.
No.
And then our kids aren't good at all.
Colby and I will be in debt until our children die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's why I'm not going to college.
Like, remember those stories I told you about how my dad was my age and he was building his third house? I live in a two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
How many houses have you built, Colby?
Oh, you know, like zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How much money you got towards a down payment on your first home right now, Colby? Why don't you count that up real quick?
How much do you need for that?
It's usually 10%. It's usually the don't safe place for the first
Unless
house.
Unless I get a really ghetto house, I don't have that.
Hey, man, you can get a ghetto house.
Could.
You can get a ghetto house.
Just get some land and then put like a shed on it. That'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
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 That'll work.
Yeah. I mean, I think living small is smart. Colby 2012. Hey, man, now we're 2012.
We need to go back
time
in
machine.
Time.
Colby 2020. Now we're competing. Dude, if one of us ran for president, which one of us would be the vice president?
I'm not a great leader, so I'll follow you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's the right answer because I love to speak in front of people.
I hate it.
I feel like I could do the Obama web of BS just as good as he could.
Yeah.
Where you could ask him any question and he can give you a 30-minute answer about it that didn't answer your question.
I'll be Joe Biden just chilling.
Yeah, you could just be in the back like, what? Donkey Kong's not an actual donkey? Like, you could be one of those people. It'd be great, dude. You'd be so good in those types of memes, too.
Dude.
We have memes like that.
The right is really getting on that whole Joe Biden's a sexual predator kind of thing.
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
What, against kittens? What could that man have possibly done?
Dude,
he was in Parks and Rec. Everything's forgiven. End of discussion.
I don't know. It's so weird. And they focus on the wrong things. Everybody's focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Left is focusing on Russia.
Uh huh.
The right's focusing on anything that's not Trump.
Yeah.
Because they're
don't
like,
look over
we
here, guys.
Get he's dumb, but we backed him, so back off. What about this? What about that? What about this? Uh-huh. What about that?
Hillary ate pizza with a fork!
Oh my God! She can't pour a beer! Oh Lord!
Those are actual things that happened here. Like, I remember seeing a magazine in the checkout aisle at our grocery store, and it was a front page photo of Hillary with like this much foam in her beer, which, by the way, is a tragedy, but it's not worth front page news.
That's apparently how you elect a president, is who you could have a beer with. And I'm like, are you dumb?
Dude, I would so much rather have a beer with Trump, though, than Hillary.
I mean, that's true.
But I would definitely, I feel like I'm more likely to get arrested while having a drunk night out with Trump than I am with Hillary. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, Hillary's more like a, hey, let's play Scrabble tonight and drink. And Trump's like, let's rape women! Like, I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Strip clubs! All over town, let's go. Gambling? I own five casinos!
I own five casinos!
Let's roll!
If anyone talks bad to us or looks at me wrong and calls me orange or comments on my hands, I'm going to take the tea off the top of my Trump Tower casino and beat the man to death with it and then throw his body in the back of Pinsy's Lamborghini and we're going to roll off, dude! That's what I imagine. It's the hangover. Pincy. I feel like he calls him Pincy.
Oh, my God.
What's the E doing on the end of his name if it don't say nothing, man? It's Pincy. Okay?
Pincy.
And don't you dare take no me during the national anthem.
Pence, how you doing, man? You doing good? Big old Pence. Pencil. You gigantic pencil. You white-ass pencil. I don't know what's happening now.
You know what else is number two, pencil?
You're number two. You're vice president.
Oh, well.
I'm number one. You're number two, pencil.
Yeah, boom.
I don't know why Marcus said trailer. Or Morris. Marcus. Morris.
Morris.
Why did Morris say trailer?
I don't know. I should make a political trailer for me for president.
Dude.
For 2012.
Can we do a 2020 political ad for me and you?
I would love that.
That would be amazing.
We would have to dress in suits.
I don't own one. Can you Photoshop a suit on
Can't
me?
Do that.
What if I wear the Green Man outfit?
Like, it has to be all photographs. We can't do any live action of you in a suit and me trying to put that on.
I think. Wait,
do you think?
It's probably easier to do it from here because I'm such a dumb. Yeah, right here. We're going to wear this suit right here, dude.
Boom.
Yeah.
Wear Green that. Man.
Green Man.
That'd be perfect.
And then you just Photoshop a suit on me and also my face back onto me.
I mean, I could Photoshop it, yeah, but I can't.
What about movie shop it?
Move you? No.
Movie shop.
I'm not tracking your body onto a 3D replicated suit.
No, the suit isn't replicated.
Animating it.
Why not, man?
No.
You don't have to animate it. You just have to make it move with me. It's different.
What do you think that's called, bro?
Movie?
Nope.
I think it is.
It happens in movies.
Yeah, so done.
But the
point taken. Thank you for agreeing with me.
Of taking something that's not moving and moving it, it's called animating it.
Wrong.
You got me.
Wrong.
Yep. Wrong.
Wrong. You're the movie.
Oh, my God.
Why did we get onto politics?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I hate talking about politics because I feel like it's just... Well, we get people who call me a fatty potato in chat.
Did I bring up Bernie?
Pretty much make everyone angry. No, I feel like Bernie was after we had already started.
That was it. This is why we shouldn't talk.
Our politics discussion aren't really political, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really take the side. The side we take is that Trump is kind of dumb, and I feel like everyone knows that, so that's not really that big of a statement. So.
Oh, no. People think that he is not dumb and that he's just
Most likely aren't going to subscribe to our show because as ridiculous as that sounds, our show might be too highbrow for them.
What kind of shows do you think they watch, man? Like Tim Allen?
I don't know, dude. Alex Jones.
Yeah.
They probably all watch YouTube stuff. But what could they watch on TV? Fox and Friends? I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't even have examples that I could give because I'm so out of it.
Well, Hollywood's also pretty left, so
I agree.
They're not gonna really green light a right leaning.
They should, dude. What if Harvey Weinstein made a Trump movie?
That would be terrible. That would be awful,
dude. You know how fast Hollywood would burn down if that happened.
It would burn,
dude. He could be the new Joker. If he came out and he's like, I'm going to make a Donald Trump biopic. That's the equivalent of being like one of these detonators blows up the other person's boat. That is literally what that is.
Yeah, it is.
They watch Onison Speaks. Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't know what that is either. I don't know what that is. Hey, Yami, how you doing? Is it Yami or Yami?
I'm a Yami demon, man.
I want to know.
Yammy,
I have
yummy.
To know if it's yummy or yammy. Spell yammy it phonetically yummy. For us so I can call you the right thing. But yeah, we totally got political. So I would say let's change to our next topic and do a palate cleanser, but we don't have any other topics, so...
Yummy.
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 Yummy. Okay. Yummy. Cool.
Lightsaber!
That was my first instinct, so I want to make sure. Let's do what Aussie said, and let's go to IGN, and let's check out some of the...
You didn't notice I was at a
wait. Because, like, the third time, you kept getting harder every time. You're like, he doesn't notice. He doesn't notice. He doesn't notice. All right, let's see. All right, this is for Aussie. He said, IGN always has articles. Let's check them out, dude. Raise parents. Star Wars needs a good answer. Okay. 9 things to do first in Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Colby, do you know what Xenoblade Chronicles is?
Nope.
Okay. Legends of Tomorrow Crisis on Earth. X review. Do you know what Legends of Tomorrow Crisis on Earth is?
Some DC show.
Oh, here's the best movies that made the least money. That's a good one for our show. Let's check out this one out. Okay.
Yeah, let's check that out, man.
Blade Runner. Okay. Scott Pilgrim. Dude, Scott Pilgrim is a classic, dude.
Yeah, that's really good.
It only made $47 million worldwide. Dude, that's poop.
Chris Evans was in that.
Yeah, so was Brandon Routh. He was the vegan dude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So was Aubrey Plaza.
Superman.
Idiocracy.
That's a movie everyone should see.
I don't know what this is. What is this?
You've never seen
Idiocracy? One of the funniest, scariest takes on dystopian future ever. Idiocracy was essentially abandoned by Fox after Mike Judge finished filming it. The movie wasn't screened for critics, and it didn't even get a major theatrical release. The budget was reportedly less than $4 million, but that's nearly 10 times what it made in
its
living
room. It's
definitely
made it back by now, because it's like a cult classic. But Luke Wilson
gets thrown into...
Yeah, that's Terry Crews.
Terry Crews, yeah. Uh-huh. Electrolytes. It's what plants crave.
Yep, that's true.
Is that from Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Huh.
You've probably seen parts
of
it.
I've heard that quote.
Yeah. But Luke Wilson gets thrown into the future, and it's a place where our president is a goddamn wrestler. And
wait, he's going to 2020 when The Rock is president?
Yeah.
Cool, dude.
And they try to...
Is Terry Crews the wrestler?
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
He's the president right
there. That is fantastic.
And that is Congress, and he's shooting off a fucking saw. So...
Dude, can we not have Trump just go full Trump?
I kind of want that. It's kind of
like, wouldn't you like the
similar.
Trump presidency better if you were less worried about him tweeting Kim Jong-un and instead he was just taking chainsaws into Congress?
If he was
or
just,
shooting Nerf guns at like Paul Ryan?
I don't know why.
Dude,
he
how
wants
great
to pick a
would
fight
it
with
be
everyone
if Trump went in with one of those Nerf guns and just started shooting darts at Paul Ryan during his opening
speech? That
would
be the best
thing
I've ever
seen. I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel no more patriotism than in that moment right then.
With an eagle on his shoulder.
Dude.
America colored.
I might stand
gun.
And start singing God Bless America if he started doing that, dude. That's amazing.
But
a
lot of people pointed to this movie when this election came around because they were like, eh, it's kind of.
So is it kind of old?
It's kind of. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really? I've heard of the movie, but I did not know anything about it. So that's interesting.
Yeah, no, he shows up into the future, Luke Wilson.
Okay.
And he is not a smart person.
Okay.
But they have, like, he's an illegal alien because he doesn't have a social security number at that time.
Because he's from the future.
Right.
Or from the past.
From the past.
Yeah.
And so he has to take, like, a citizen aptitude test or something like that and scores the highest out of anybody that's ever scored the test. Because everybody's just dumb in this future. We just keep getting more and more dumb with every generation.
Is water, like, out of the toilet? Is that another quote from that movie? Mm-hmm. Dude, apparently I am not in it, and Chad is. Chad is with it. That is hilarious.
It's a pretty good one, for sure.
That's funny. Children of Men. That's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's a good movie.
High budget, near future. So that's another dystopian movie, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It made $70 million. That's not bad, though, to be honest. Iron Giant. 1999's Iron Giant. Vin Diesel was the Iron Giant?
Fuck yeah, he was. You don't remember the Iron Giant? You never seen the Iron
Giant? I think I saw it literally once, and it was probably in 1999. I'm serious. That's probably the last time I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it recently, but yeah, that's Vin Diesel.
I did not know that. I know it's like an old...
I go home.
Is that an Iron Giant quote?
Maybe.
The Gatorade interrogation.
He speaks like Groot.
Is probably the best thing I've ever seen. Is that from Idiocracy?
Irrigation,
well?
Yeah.
Oh, irrigation.
Right. They're trying to feed plants with like a...
Oh, electrolytes is what plants crave. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. That's I need to watch that, apparently.
It's pretty good.
That's something I need to watch. The Thing?
The only thing I know about that is there's like a really weird scene.
Morris says it's a classic.
Like some dude gets eaten and it's all like practical effects or something.
Now Universal considered one of the greatest horror movies of all time. The Thing bombed at the box office, arriving just 2 weeks after E.T. put audiences in a much rosier mindset regarding life on other planets.
It's kind of pretty gross.
Didn't help that it was released the same day as Blade Runner, which while itself was a box office disappointment, certainly ate into the demographic that might otherwise have turned out for The Thing. In the end, John Carpenter was paranoid... masterpiece ranked at just in $19.6 million domestically, barely out earning its $50 million budget. Funny marketing and other costs, financial disaster that would have been a lasting impact on Carpenter's career. Got it. The guy that is a prequel, right? Great film. And also, like, I want to make a different movie. It took someone made Iron Giant with. Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know that. Well, good for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I have never seen The Thing.
I haven't either. No. We need to seriously do like an 80s movie night.
Mm.
Like there are so many movies that were made in the 80s. Like, for some reason in my head, 80s movies are bad because they're old.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, the 80s is just like their movies are just as good as movies that were in like the 90s or the 2000s.
Right.
Like I was
some
watching
of the CGI is a little off. Like if you watch The Thing,
right,
if
I'm
it's
sure
a movie
that's true.
I'm thinking about, you can definitely be like, all right, that's a little dated, but
well, like I was watching Indiana Jones: The Last Crusade last night.
Yeah.
That was made in 1989. I was 2 years old when that movie came out. Mm-hmm. It looks
Star
little
Wars,
old.
Man.
Yeah, Star Wars another
Star
example.
Star Wars. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, I don't
Empire
know.
Empire Strikes Back is one of the best
but
movies
like, yeah,
I've ever seen.
Like 80s great era is movies, music and clothing. Like I feel like Blade Runner was one that was on this list in the 80s. The Thing is one that's on this list from the 80s that I've just never watched. I've also never seen E.T.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
Yeah. There's just movies I just never got around to seeing for some reason. I couldn't tell you why.
When I was younger and watching movies just like all the time, yeah, I was like, nope, don't want to watch it. It's
right.
too old.
And I feel like for some reason, I mean, I've grown out of it because mm-hmm. I want to watch them now, but it's just like I never did then, so I just never thought about doing it ever again. It's right. weird. It's weird. I know. Donnie Darko. That's another like older movie I've never seen.
That one's weird. That one's trippy.
Is that what a Johnny Depp movie?
No, that's...
Oh, this is Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember one of our friends used to love it. Maybe it was Katie. Remember Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she loved this movie.
Yeah, it's like back when the hipster wasn't everybody. You know, it was kind of a hipster flick.
Interesting. Another classic. Chat says, Wet Hot American Summer. Okay, now this movie right here. This movie, like, has two Netflix series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this movie had Bradley Cooper in it. It had Paul Rudd. It had... so many people in it.
Hmm.
Okay, like huge stars now
right.
that weren't back then. It was made like on a shoestring budget, and like they just randomly made a Netflix revival of it, and Bradley Cooper came back, and all these people came back to be in it.
Hmm.
And they played like themselves again, like time hadn't passed from what I understand. And then they made another one 10 years later. So they have two Netflix spinoffs with the
That's
same
crazy.
Cast. I've never seen the movie. This is another 80s one, I think, also. What's the Batman movie? Batman, Mask of Phantasm. Of the Phantasm. One of the best Batman films ever. Animated or live action. Mask of the Phantasm. Utterly flopped at the box office. Playing about $400,000 shy of even recouping a $6 million budget. Home video offices thankfully took up the slack and made the movie profitable. $6 million
for
an animated Batman?
Wow.
Okay, when was this?
That's got to be old.
When was this? Because you know what? This could be the reason that 1993, that they never did animated movies in theaters again.
Mm-hmm.
This could have ruined it. $5.6 million in box office.
Wow.
$6 million budget. What could be so great about it, or what could be so expensive about it?
Yeah, probably because animators were, you know, probably better paid at that point in time.
I don't know.
And
that just seems high for an animated movie, but maybe it's amazing looking. I don't know. I just feel like Batman Ninja, which you talked about earlier in the show, didn't cost $6 million.
No.
And it looks incredible. Mm-hmm. But it probably did. Maybe we know nothing.
Okay,
we know nothing. We're Jon Snow.
Computer, you know, effects and stuff.
Heathers. The ultimate dark high school comedy. Heathers featured a cast of upcoming stars with a script that was insightful, hilarious, and disturbing despite its warm reception for critics. Made just $1.1 million on the box office of $3 million. I've never even heard of Heathers.
That's not Tina Fey, is it? Far right?
Oh my god, that might be.
I mean, that kind of looks like a young Tina Fey.
I've never even heard of this movie.
Could definitely not be, but definitely could be.
God, get out of here, Wikipedia. It's a way longer time frame than what they usually animate. I'd assume that's one reason. Okay.
No.
That makes sense.
Definitely not.
Winona Ryder, Christian Slater, Shannon Doherty, Lisa Ann Falk.
Nope.
Yeah, so that lady, this is Winona Ryder. That's
yeah.
who that is. Should have known that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is The Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption did do a ton of business at the box office. Perhaps most beloved Stephen King adaptation of all time, earned just $28 million in initial domestic run. Eventually, of course, the movie went global and pulled enough to make its $25 million budget profitable. Home video and TV pad its total significantly.
Hmm.
Never seen The Shawshank Redemption either.
It's all right. It's a little slow, but it's all right.
It's like, isn't it well regarded as like the best movie of all time?
I don't know.
I think it's number one on IMDb. I think it is. Schindler's List is number
three,
one.
Though. Or I thought it was number three. No, there.
No, it is number one. Shawshank Redemption, number one. Then The Godfather, Godfather Part Two, Dark Knight, 12 Angry Men, Schindler's List, Pulp Fiction, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and Fight Club.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
Okay, let's just do these top 10 movies of all time. Shawshank Redemption, seen it?
Like once, yeah.
I've never seen it. Godfather.
I tried, couldn't get through it.
Never seen it. Godfather Part Two.
No.
Never seen it. Dark Knight, yes.
One of the best.
We've seen it. 12 Angry Men. Ever seen it? 1957. 12
yeah,
Angry
that it's that I watched in school.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's a black and white movie, and it's about 12 jurors that have to decide somebody's fate or something like that. The whole movie's set in the fucking jury decision-making room.
That's kind of cool, actually.
I believe, if I recall right.
I mean,
I could be wrong. What was the plot? A jury holdout.
Jury holdout attempts to prevent a miscarriage of justice by forcing his colleagues to reconsider the evidence.
Yeah, there's like one dude out of the 12 that is like, I don't think this guy's guilty.
Nope, never seen it. Schindler's List?
I've not seen that.
I haven't either. Mm-mm. That one I could. That one is supposed to be so gut-wrenching that I just...
Kind of, I can skip that.
Right, I feel like I don't...
We're already depressed enough.
Yeah, I don't need to watch that one. Pulp Fiction, seen it. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings, of course, we've seen that. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, 1966. You ever seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Haven't seen it either. And then Fight Club, of course, is great. Chat says Fight Club is so good. I totally agree. David Fincher, one of David Fincher's best. And Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, Forrest Gump. We've seen a lot of these. I haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I've seen Goodfellas. Matrix, never seen Seven Samurai. Like, you could pretty much draw a line. Like, if it came out before, like, 1980, I probably haven't seen it, with some limited exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Seven is another one. David Fincher.
I heard that City of God movie screwed up. It's got some screwed up scenes in it.
I've never seen Silence of the Lambs.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
And, you know, it never says, "Hello, Clarice."
I mean, I could quote probably half of the movie, but yeah, that's one of them, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I've never seen it.
No, that's actually not one of them. People think it is.
Oh, he never sees it?
The Mandela effect.
Doesn't he just say Clarice?
Says,
Mm-hmm. Hello isn't there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Life is Beautiful. I feel like I've seen this. No.
No.
That was a lie. Usual Suspects, never seen it. Kevin Spacey's bad guy. Know that. Outlaw Josie Wales is better than Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Is that on this list, or are you just letting us know? He's just letting us know.
Yeah.
Never heard of that one either, Morris.
Saving Private Ryan should be further up.
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan.
Dude, talk about a crazy war movie. Once you see that, other war movies look like shit.
Never seen it. What about Dunkirk, though? That's a classic.
Yeah, that is the shittiest thing ever. The shittiest. You compare that to Saving Private Ryan? Oh, if anybody has that argument,
God.
I would like to meet them and then shove my fist in their face.
Oh, my God. Incite violence on them?
Fuck them.
Dude, that's a
dick. That's how passionate I am when it comes to that movie.
It was on the top 10 list.
What? Good and the Bad and the Ugly was.
Yeah. I'm talking about Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that one is either. Usual Suspects, never seen. Leon Profession, never seen. Saved by Ryan, never seen. Spirit Away, great movie. That's one of the animes you should watch.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's... this is always regarded as Miyazaki's best film. I don't think it is. It's great, but I don't... It's not my favorite of his movies.
Interstellar?
Dude, of course it's up there. It's one of the best movies ever. You don't agree? I love Interstellar.
I love it, but there's some plot
holes. I mean, Inception
was
on here too, right? Yeah, Inception's number 14. Clint Eastwood films. Okay, so Clint Eastwood also made that one. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of it. Green Mile, never seen it.
No.
Casablanca, never seen. Psycho, never seen. City Lights, never seen. Touchables, never seen. Modern Times, Pianist. I've seen Raiders. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Hey, look at this one right here, number 41. What's that one, Colby?
I don't know. What is that one, Seth?
It's The Departed. I've never seen it.
Oh! It's only the 41st best movie of all time.
Look at all these movies that are better than it, including one of my cartoon movies.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so see, sucks.
Still on the list.
Terminator 2, seen that. Back to the Future, I've seen that. Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, I actually watched on Netflix when I was working, because I was like, I'm just going to watch these. They're on Netflix. I've never seen them. They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. I mean, they're not. I feel like some of this list is just like, these movies were groundbreaking at the time they came out, so they deserve to be up here. But they're not really the best movies.
What are these star ratings?
Time. Or user rating.
Because where is whatever that bird, Lady Bird movie at?
Well, I think these are based off user ratings and then also how many there are. So, like, for example, Shawshank Redemption has more 10 ratings than The Godfather does.
Mm.
Even though it averages out to 9.2, this one has more good ratings. I think that's how it works. Because there's so many of them here that are tied.
Right.
Like, 5, 6, 7, and 8 are all 8.9s, you know?
Yep.
Let's look and see if Lady Bird's on here, dude.
Oh, my God.
Nope, no Lady Bird, dude.
Good.
No. Nope. They also have the top TV. Planet Earth 2. That's that YouTube video that we made where we savaged the trailer and we got like 18 thumbs down on it.
That was the Blue Planet.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't know it was fucking beloved by everyone.
It's Blue Planet, sorry.
Good Lord.
Band of Brothers. You ever seen that, man?
Yeah, I tried. It's
made by the Saving Private Ryan people.
I wanted it to be like Saving Private Ryan, but it's a lot more of duck.
Well, it's a miniseries. It's TV. Planet Earth, number 3. Game of Thrones is number 4. That is so overrated. Game of Thrones should not be number 4.
On best TV of all time? Why?
Yes.
It's enticed so many people.
4.
Regardless of that.
You're telling me Game of Thrones is better than Breaking Bad?
You're telling me it's better than Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty's number 7, dude! By list.
Yep.
That list is trash, dude.
That is.
Rick and Morty's number 7.
Yeah. Yep.
I blame you for this.
That was there.
I blame you for Game of Thrones and Rick and Morty being up that list. It's all of your people up there, dude.
They suck.
Wow, dude. We've done over 2 hours.
Yeah.
We had Ninja Batman, Elon Musk shooting a car into space, and Amazon making you watch ads for discount, and we did 2 hours of show. I feel like I should apologize to the audience for making them sit here through whatever we just did.
My truck. Star Wars. We got political. God, and then we gave you a list of good movies that you should watch.
Yeah, I guess so, dude. I guess so. Your truck was specifically one of the best things.
It was.
Well, the show is over. So let me give a shout out real quick to everyone who followed us and did stuff while we ran vodcasts. Get some smudge on here. It looks like SantF20 followed us while we were on vodcast. Boomer45678, I guess I could have said 45678, also followed us while we were gone. And then Iridoni, who was in chat just a little bit ago. I don't know if you're still there, dude, but thank you for the follow 14 minutes ago. It is much appreciated.
Yeah.
And, I don't... Stream labels is weird, dude. When I booted it up this morning, we had nothing new since Aussie Geek followed us a week ago. And so I logged out and logged back in, and now we've got, like, some extra follows in there. So if you followed and I didn't say your name, I apologize, man. The stream labels is stupid. Also, if you sub or you tipped or something, like Jessica or JahJH, who gave us $10 in bits. We got Bacon, who gave us $1 in bits through VODs. Like, none of that shows up, but we appreciate it anyway. We see you and we thank you. So thanks for doing that, guys.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we are out of here for today. We'll be back. Okay, actually, you know what? So Thursday at 7:30 p.m. my time, our time,
mm-hmm.
The Game Awards are happening, which is like Oscars for video games. See, he's already judging me, chat.
I'm judging.
Look at his face.
Judgment.
Why are you so low?
Judgment.
What is this?
My back hurts. I haven't been here the whole show.
So I don't want to cancel the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of want to, like, maybe pull them up, kind of watch them while we're doing the show. Is that cool?
Morris.
No, man. What do you mean? Morris, how dare you? I think he's talking to you. Your back hurts, and he's saying, no, it doesn't. That's what I think.
I don't think
I think that's what he's saying, and if he clarifies, I will ignore it.
I don't give a shit. But I'm going to talk about anything other than that.
Well, what if there's something great, dude?
There's going to be nothing great.
What if before the show, I make you pick who you think will win? Because you won't know any of them. Well, you'll know. Game of the Year, you'll know. I think Game of the Year for nominees, it's Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, PUBG is nominated. You know PUBG. There's like 2 other ones.
Which one's gonna win? I don't know that one. You said I'd know that one. I don't know that one.
The games. No, Overwatch is too old. That's last year.
Okay.
It's last year.
And PUBG's this year?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I've been watching people play that for too long.
Well, Morris said no. It's too fake.
They all just hype up shit.
I don't really care about the awards. I care about the announcements. Because it's like, you know how, like, the Grammys is, like, 10% awards and 90% performances now, and it's really the only award show you can stomach because it's mostly music?
I never watch
I think that's
Grammys.
How the Game Awards are now.
I don't watch any awards.
All right, well.
They all suck.
You're just going to deal with it, man.
I won't watch it then.
We can watch it.
No, you and the audience have spoken, man. It's too fake.
All right.
Just going to cry.
Good. You've been shunned.
The show, I'll remember that next time you have a date or something, got to cancel it. Because Game Awards to me is as important as you getting laid.
Cool.
Yeah. Facts!
I don't cancel the show, man, so...
Oh, you canceled it that one time for that thing.
I was sick.
Yeah, see? See?
Sick.
You can never get sick again.
I can't
if you're
promise
sick,
that.
You got to come in here and do the show sick. That's a fact now.
Feel bad now.
Feel bad. Don't feel bad. I wasn't really ever actually going to watch it on the show. But
you're
like,
just going to have it pulled up.
I just,
like,
wanted,
oh,
I just wanted to like see Twitter and be like, oh, they just announced Nipple Simulator or whatever it's going to be. I don't know. I don't even know what I want. I'm just excited.
Bring that on.
Yeah, okay. You know how I like award shows? I love award shows. I'm an idiot.
You do.
I do. I've loved them for forever.
Yar.
Yeah. We have literally episodes from 10 years ago where we talk about the Grammy winners. Because I'm an idiot and I care. I'm stupid. All right? Judge me.
Judgment.
Anyway, guys, that is it for our episode. We will be back Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, and then again on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, as we are every week, twice a week, at twitch.tv/SethandColby. Come watch us live and chat with us during the show. We love to hear your opinions and all that stuff. You can also follow us on Twitch. Even if you don't watch live, a follow helps us immensely, and it is 100% free. So do that. If you do want to support the show, there are two ways. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. It's $4.99 a month. And you could also donate to the show. Type exclamation point, Foghorn and Shatter. Just look at twitch.tv/SethandColby. There's a big donate button. You can click that. That also helps us out immensely. If you don't want to watch the show live, video on demand on youtube.com/SethandColby. Podcast, the audio version, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get those links at SethandColby.com. Follow us on Twitter for things in between the shows. Hilarious hog memes. And Colby actually posted a couple things to Twitter over the last couple weeks. I was super happy, and I was pleasantly surprised. So if you want all those... Twitter.com/SethandColby. Otherwise, guys, we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Die!
He stabbed me with a lightsaber. He doesn't mean it to the listeners. He means it to me. Bye.
No, I love you, people.